amazing to be here with you on Christmas Day 2025, December 25th. And to just think about how far we've come. Because it's easy to get blackpilled, and we're all awake, so it seems like it should be so easy to fix it. But there's so many people that are still not awake or in the first processes of waking up. I really think we should be thankful this Christmas more than ever for the success we've had. Trump got us out of the global carbon tax, key to the whole takeover, ESG, central bank digital currency, global social credit score system. Devastating their whole plan. Secured the border. The tariffs were somewhat successful. Still an ongoing process. Shut down hundreds of billions of dollars of stolen money, the Democrats and the NGOs. Massive gains exposing election fraud. Got rid of tax on tips. So much more. Yes, I'm a cheerleader for Trump when he's doing good. When he's doing bad, we get on his ass. But it is so amazing to realize how far we've come in general awakening and consciousness. And it is such a blessing in the twilight of the year 2025 to be here with you talking about this. Despite all the deep state's efforts to shut us down, God has kept us on air working through you. They have a state receiver. They said they would have an auction in December. Now they're saying January or February. It's crazy. Will they let good guys buy it? I don't know. Regardless, you have the All Sales Network backup built. But I just know, I've been in this building 16 years, but I'm 31. Started InfoWars as a name and a project in 1997. But coming to the same place forever, I liked it overall, but I hated it at the same time. But them trying to shut us down the last few years, everything we've been through, has made me love it so much and made me love this crew even more than ever. So I want to thank the crew. I want to thank my family. I want to thank the listeners. We are family. But I want to thank my biological family for what they've gone through standing with us. And just say this. God is in control. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is King. And to see the West and humanity start to wake up, black, white, old, young, coming together, is why the enemy is so scared and why they're getting so aggressive and so crazy. So I want to just start of this Christmas transmission today, just thank you for all you've done. I mean, seriously, I love to fight the globalists. It's all I want to do. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I'll never sell out. It's impossible. It's not who I am. Put a gun to my head, I won't sell out. But I could give out. And that's why when you call in thanking me, I always say, I want to thank you because it is my main desire to stay in this fight. And you're the ones that allow it. You're the ones that do it. Now, Andrew Wakefield was the original person exposing poison shots and autism. He's been totally vindicated. In studio with us, coming up. Then, Andrew Meyer responding to, as a Jewish person, to all the attacks and things that are going on. It's good to hear from folks like him. Then Victor Boot, that nobody can get an interview with, barely even Russia, regional leader, former U.S. political prisoner. Listen to me for 10 years in prison. He's got big intel, incredible interview coming up. And then, of course, Kitey, defender of the Republic, who is doing an incredible job exposing the globalist crime syndicate. This lady is amazing. And I also learned she's the stepdaughter of a very important person. I didn't realize that when I was talking to her, but every guess is powerful. Everything they say is powerful. You decide how it gets spread. You decide the effect it has. You decide. You are the game changer. And you decide, as we go to break and come back with the full transmission, Dr. Andrew Wakefield in the studio, on whether or not this operation can continue on, no matter what happens, InfoWars. Because when you go to theauctionstore.com, you don't just fund InfoWars or the legal defense, you fund the Auctions Network that's been built and is ready to go as our backup. And there's an even bigger studio being built right now as well by our sponsors, theauctionstore.com. We're all in. We thank you for being all in. Ultramethylene Red, what a bestseller. The first two rounds that came in sold out so quickly. More Ultramethylene Red proprietary. It goes great with methylene blue. Very special. Takes hours to get into it. Go research it. Now back in stock at thealexshowstore.com. So get your methylene red right now. Ultramethylene Red right now at thealexshowstore.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb. Keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. A blade where the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind, this ain't luck. Nah, this is designed.
than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Interviewing Dr. Andrew Wakefield for at least 20 years, even before they tried to set him up and destroy him. And he has been a fellow Austinite, you know, now lives outside Austin in Wimberley, beautiful place. If I could, I'd live out there. It's gorgeous. But I can't commute in the hour. And it's got to be twilight zone for you. In fact, I just didn't get to talk to you before you came in. We just talked like a minute before we went live. And I said, what do you want to cover first? You just said how crazy the world is, how things have changed, the Great Awakening. I said, that was my first question. But probably before we get into all the new developments, important to just recap what they did to you. And, you know, you're not a victim, you're an overcomer. And not for me to play victim either, but I have gone through a very similar demonization, large-scale campaign. So we are peers in that, like a Mike Lindell or a Donald Trump. And it's not that we're a whining victim. We've experienced the machinery and being run over by it. So we have a particular perspective to be able to share with people. But the good news is, back when you're blowing the whistle and I'm blowing the whistle on things, there weren't many of us that could really target us. Now there's so many that we're beginning to turn the tide, overwhelm them. So WakefieldMediaGroup.com, now you make films, all the rest of your great work helping autistic children. But you were, and still are, patient zero, tip of the spear, domino number one in the UK with your patients, discovering this has all been vindicated, then the fake studies, the lies, all of it totally insane. But first, because you want to go there first, 35,000-foot view, they're trying to impeach Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They've had so many huge successes. It's really amazing. And so he's now the new target. We got to rally behind him. And then just recapping and take your time and what happened to you, and then we'll get into all the new developments in this giant new study that's come out. That's just incredible.
Sure, Alex. Well, who could have believed when we first got together that we would be here now, how the world would have changed? But my story starts back. I was a mainstream gastroenterologist at a London teaching hospital, had a big research team. Life was good. And then in 1995, I got a call from a mother who said my child was fine. They were normal. They had speech language interaction with their siblings. And then they had a vaccine, and then they disappeared. The lights went out in their eyes, and they were gone. And I believe, I said, why are you calling me? Because I'm a gastroenterologist. I don't know anything about autism at all. Nothing. We weren't taught about it at medical school. It was so rare. And she said, because my child has terrible gastrointestinal problems. And the doctors just say, oh, that's part of autism. Put them in a home, forget about them, have another child, move on. Mm. It was absolutely tragic. And she said, there's an epidemic of this particular problem, regressive autism. And so it was such a coherent and consistent story. I thought, we've got to look into this. We put together a big team of researchers, eminent gastroenterologists. The parents were absolutely right. The experts had said, there's no bowel disease in autism. Kids don't regress. It starts in the womb. It's genetic. No, it wasn't. They were wrong on every single
thing. Like you said, it was women's intuition.
It was the mother's intuition. And so I looked at this, and people said, look, we can't question vaccine safety. The dean said of the medical school said, this is not going to be good for your career, an overt threat. You know, stop this or else. And I kind of, you know, being a young surgeon at the time, I just thought, no, that maybe worked twice as hard. And they were right. The parents were right. This is the thing. When they said, my kid has a bowel disease, the medical profession said, that no, they don't, and they do. When they say, my child regressed after a vaccine, you take that very, very seriously. You don't assume in your arrogance as a doctor that you know better. So they came after me, and they did a very effective job at dismantling my career. Now, here's the thing, Alex. Now people are familiar with the cancel culture of the medical profession.
But it was unknown then.
Unknown. It was unheard of.
In fact, you're kind of probably the first in modern time.
Well, it certainly felt like that. There was me, and then there were, you know, the World Health Organization and UNICEF. And
you're in every paper every day, the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember walking into Times Square. I came back from giving a lecture in Hong Kong, and I walked into Times Square, and there was that sort of ticker thing going around the Fox News building saying, Dr. Wakefield as a fraud, and I was just... Anyway, this is what they did. They came after me. Rupert Murdoch had his son put on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, Europe's biggest producer of MMR. His job as a non-executive director was to go after me to protect that company's name in the media. He did a very effective job and dismantled my career. They accused me of fraud. They accused me of any number of things. There were 28 pages of charges. And it was staggering. And at the time, it was overwhelming. What do you do about it? How do you take this kind of thing on? Because it's massive. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself and work out how best to continue with this work. And I came to America. So I came here as a political and professional exile, set up in Austin, and they came after me here. And eventually, you know what happened, Alex? I had so many people come to me from federal agencies like the CDC, like NIH, drug companies, saying, we have done a terrible thing. We've committed fraud. Here's the evidence. So I became a repository for whistleblowers, and I thought these would make amazing films. These would make great Aaron Brockovich-type movies, you know, The Insider. And so that's what I did. I became a filmmaker.
Well, I'm not a pathologist, but I've unfortunately seen this a few times, where a homeless person walks out in front of an 18-wheeler and gets splattered down the road. I don't need to be a doctor to know when their body is in 10 different pieces over 100 yards, they're dead. And it's the same thing. I can't tell you how many people at a resort or at a grocery store or a church say, you know, they got 3 or 4 kids with them. Oh, here's our son, Billy. He's 4 now. He was running around happy, playing, totally smart till 18 months, third round, had a bunch of convulsions and never talked again. And then has horrible diarrhea and screams and yells all day. But quantifying is brief for people because now it's been vindicated. What were the findings? What are the shots doing? What's it doing in the gut? We know it's connected to the brain. What's happening?
Well, I don't know, Alex. This is the problem. This is a great shame, is that if our work had been allowed to continue without being sabotaged, I would have answers for you now. But I don't. But I know for sure there was a bowel disease. It was unusual. It wasn't like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. It was something different. But it responded to treatment. If we would give them anti-inflammatories or put them on a specific diet, excluding gluten and casein, for example, the kids would improve, not just from the gut, but cognitively. Well, the experts had said, once again, there is no improvement. These children don't get better. The diets have no effect at all. Yes, they do, actually, the parents.
But right now the good news is Kennedy is investigating it. Trump's directed an investigation.
Yeah, now the world has changed.
And now they're scared.
They're terrified. Bobby Kennedy getting in there and exposing this and saying, actually, the safety studies. You say safe and effective, safe and effective.
Look, I know you're a doctor and a scientist. You want to speculate, but there are studies out there. Particularly, it's the MMR, they say, is one of the worst, right, than hepatitis. And we know the brain, the spine, the gut's all connected. So, I mean, do we have any idea? I know you got samples and things like how it's triggering this inflammation. And obviously, if the gut's inflamed, means the brain's inflamed, right?
Well, that's what what is the mechanism? How is the gut related to the brain? Is it that we're absorbing toxins from a damaged gut? Is it an allergic reaction? Are they being injured independently, but they're both susceptible to a vaccine injury? We don't know. Any number of these.
Well, we know they've been spraying wheat with the glyphosate at the end, so you get a huge intake of that. We know that's toxic. So what I've heard from other scientists is that the cocktail of the shots And then with the glyphosate and then the Tylenol just pushes it over the edge. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier. That's why it mainly affects boys. I think that's kind of the working theory.
Yeah, there are many working theories, and that's one of them that has as much merit as any other.
Well, it seems to think what Kennedy and things is with Trump.
That's right. That's right. So what happened? What changed everything, Alex, was that I went to the CDC, had a meeting with them around 2000. I testified before Congress, and they said to me, Dr. Wakefield, look, every child has MMR vaccine, only some develop autism. How do you explain that? I said, well, I don't know. Many people smoke, only some develop lung cancer. We don't know the reason for that. But I believe that in part it's related to age of exposure. The younger you get the vaccine, the greater the risk of autism. Why? Because with natural measles, the younger you get it, the greater the risk of a more serious disease if you get it under one. If you get it after one, it's a trivial disease. So they went away and tested that hypothesis. They found it was absolutely true, and they spent the next 14 years destroying the documents, hiding the results, and writing a paper which exonerated the MMR vaccine. 14 years. How many American children were put in harm's way of serious permanent neurological disease during that time?
Well, just in that period, we went like from, what, 56 years ago, it was 1 in 25,000. By then, it was like 1 in 5, 10,000. I don't remember the numbers. Now it's like 1 in 35 or something?
No, they're 1 in 20. We're talking 1 in 20.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, it's much worse. And so 14 years we waited, but then we made that film Vax. And when Vax got out there exposing fraud at the CDC, the world changed. It started to change. And two things have really changed the whole dynamic of this, Alex. One is movies, films. In the clinic, I can help one child at a time. But you make a movie, you can show that to millions of people at one time.
And now the EU and all of them want to ban films questioning the shots.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see why. And the other thing is COVID. COVID was the biggest mistake they ever made. It exposed the underbelly of the system, the profiteering, the ignorance. The people are now changing. When I got involved in the beginning, maybe a handful of people worldwide would talk about vaccine safety. Now it's more than half the adult population of the world.
And it's not as people have woken up more. There's way more damaged kids. So yeah, that'll get you an army. And we'll take this. I remember right before they released COVID, they had the Vaccine Advisory Board of the UN meet an emergency in Switzerland in November. We played the clips here. And there's the head lady. I forget her name. She's an Asian woman. She's like, most our doctors don't trust the shots. We don't know what they do. We're giving them by Big Pharma, and we're using people as guinea pigs. This needs to stop. So I believe they went ahead and released it to try to bring their disease X hysteria to say, oh, no, you see, you need us, because their own system, I know, was in open rebellion against. Some of you have seen those clips. And that they had always thought disease X would give them total control, instead it backfired.
Yeah, it backfired. Now, this is where we are now, Alex, and I'll just read you this. This is a paper that came out recently. This is a paper that was written by people who were skeptical about the serious side effects of vaccines initially. People like Peter McCullough, an outstanding cardiologist who's sort of...
Is that the McCullough Foundation
Peter
report?
McCullough Foundation. This is the review. All those years ago, what I asked for, Alex, was more research to be done to establish the validity of the parents' claims or not. That's all I
asked. You asked for research. That's you didn't fear I investigation.
I asked for... I didn't say vaccines cause autism. I asked for more research to be done. Now that research has been done, a review of 136 papers that purport to look at this issue, the conclusion, I'll read the conclusion, combination and early-timed routine childhood vaccination constitutes the most significant modifiable risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. In other words, it can be prevented.
This is the signal. Let's be clear, because I've talked to not just McCullough, but other people. This is a very prestigious report. This is of the highest standards. This is huge.
Absolutely. And from people
who... So finally, 20 years later, you got what you needed.
Well, this is it. We got it, and there it is. And so they're in a...
And what does it show?
It shows that vaccines are the major cause of this problem, particularly autism. And it's modifiable. You can change it. You can prevent it. None of this ever had to happen.
It's interesting. The drugs they talk about are exactly what you talked about 20 years ago that are needed.
Yeah, if only they had done the science properly, if only they hadn't lied and deceived the public, deceived themselves that they were safe and effective and the science had been done. And it took Bobby Kennedy to come forward, a lawyer, and say, show me where it's been done. And they couldn't, because it hasn't.
That's right. In the hearings, they finally admit, we've never done a double-blind study. They just lie and say they have.
Yeah, randomized controlled clinical trials prior to licensure have not been done. We put hepatitis B vaccine into one-day-old infants based upon a five-day safety study, no controls, no appropriate control.
And we've learned in those studies, like the Pfizer later, they hide the death, too.
That's right.
And so it's not only...
you're absolutely right. And if your child died on day six after the vaccine, it was nothing to do with the vaccine, because they designed the study in that way.
It's premeditated. So let me ask you this. There's a lot to get into here. What is Big Pharma going to do now?
Well, here's the dilemma, is that what they're doing is the current vaccines like measles, mumps, and rubella have been around for a long time. They're failing. And what they're doing now is making mRNA-based vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, and a whole host of other childhood infections. The plan is for the market to be taken over by those existing vaccines. Now, the good thing is the market will always win. Parents now know, and parents are saying no. Parents will demand the safety studies to be done. They will demand the proof, because people like you have put it out on their show and exposed the world to the truth. And that's the important thing, is that they can do what they like, but if the market says no, if the parents say, I am not putting this into my child, then they cannot win.
Well, that's like, what was there, like a 2% uptake on the mRNA boosters for COVID?
Yeah, they're failing, and they've only got themselves to blame, Alex. They put themselves in this position. They have only got themselves to blame. It's no good blaming you and me for having this conversation now, or blaming the parents for pinning it on the vaccines. They are at fault.
You ever see the Borla clip like 4 years ago? He goes, these are terrorist criminal groups saying this. We've got the CIA and MI6 looking into them.
Yeah, well, come and look.
Yeah, but, yeah, and of course, the level of damage, we're doing them a favor. Imagine if they keep going. We're going to have 1 out of 3 children brain damaged. I mean, how far do they want to go here?
I know. I mean, the projection is 1 in 2 children by, what, 2030, 2032. I don't know whether those numbers...
Well, that's the end of civilization.
Yeah. You either have a child with autism, or you're looking after a child. I mean, it's, you know, you have it or you're looking after something.
Well, look, I'm not a vindictive person, but the best way to stop this is to punish people. There's a lot of, maybe we can't get them for the poison shots. We can get them for Ursula von der Leyen lying and taking all these, you know, tens of millions from Pfizer. We need to throw some people in prison. What about, I mean, they need to pay.
Well, you know, one of the tragedies of vaxxed is that there was no accountability. No one was held responsible. We made the movie. It went out there. Those people at the CDC who committed the fraud, right up to the highest level of the CDC, went on getting their pay, went on getting their pensions. No one paid any price apart from the children and their families.
Well, we saw Mangione kill that healthcare executive, which I don't think was good, but denying people care and stuff. He's a hero of the left. I'm not calling for this, but if this keeps going, these vaccine makers and people, you know, Fauci had illegally dozens of federal agents protecting him. Now he doesn't have it. I don't wish any harm upon Fauci, but won't they know once they're exposed and this keeps going on, they won't be safe anywhere on earth?
I think there'll be a number of parents who are just very, very, very angry, particularly if their children have been permanently damaged or killed. And I worry about that. I really do. I think it's a reality. It's the world in which we live. And if people do not get justice through the system, will they seek it in other ways? I don't know. But history tells us that, yes, they will.
Well, you're a very classy professional scientist, but we have Bill Gates saying, I want to get rid of most of the population. There's too many, plus I want to have the shot. I mean, there's no way the people running this at the top don't know what they're doing.
No, I think they do. I think that they've known for some time. After the point of knowledge, even if they didn't set out with this agenda, after the point of knowledge, it becomes deliberate, because you know what you're doing, and it is deliberate. I mean, I did a study on a film I made with Bobby Kennedy Jr., and that was on infertility vaccines in Africa, developed to make women infertile without any informed consent to the women concerned, to whom these were being given. A deliberate attempt to sterilize people in the third world. An experiment. It was absolutely disgusting.
Was that the tetanus?
Hmm?
Was that the tetanus?
That was the tetanus vaccine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some bad people out there, and they need to be exposed. But more importantly, we need a large dose of common sense, and we're getting that now from the
world. Well, I mean, let's take common sense. These mad scientists that want to depopulate think they'd get away with this long term? I mean, the point is they need to give up now, because it's going to get worse for them here on after.
Yeah.
They need to extricate. I'm telling them, run the white flag up.
No, you're absolutely right. If they had any sense at all, I mean, they tend to double down. They're in so deep. But I think we're in the right place now. I do hope, and here's a message for the American people and your audience in particular, that Bobby Kennedy will get a second term to complete what he started. Because the dilemma is that if he doesn't get it done in the first 4 years, and he's making great strides, but
100%, he needs to be the president, yeah, or whoever we elect needs to pledge to bring him back.
He should be back in charge of HHS in 4 years, 3 years' time, because we are a very reactionary species, Alex. And if they get back in, if the Dems get back in, we will see a huge swing. The pendulum will swing back, and it'll be worse than it was before. So he needs to be able to complete the process that he started.
I totally agree. We've got a lot of time coming up. I've got a lot of new developments I want to get to here with you, but what else are we going to cover coming up?
I'd have to talk about the films that we've got. We got a film from Thailand. We just went out there and shot a COVID film. That'll be coming out early next year.
Have you given us the trailers?
We haven't got a trailer for that yet. It's being cut.
Well, tell us. I've seen the other great films. We need to play some of those trailers coming out. Maybe we should play the original Vax coming in.
Vax was huge.
I've seen most. You've put up like four or five films, right?
Six films.
So, I've seen four of them. So tell us the names of the films.
The first film was Who Killed Alex Bordalakis. All of these, as you pointed out, are available on wakefieldmediagroup.com. So go there for them. Who Killed Alex Bordalakis? That was the first one we ever made. Then we made Vax. Vax was one of the biggest movies of that year, 2016. Then I made a movie called The Act, 1986, The Act. It was about the National Child
Injury
Act when the industry, the vaccine manufacturer.
Ooh, I haven't seen infertility. God missed that.
Yep. The liability protection. That's the film with Bobby Kennedy coming soon.
Okay. That's why I haven't seen it.
Coming soon is, no, that's out. Infertility's out.
Oh, good.
The new film with Bobby.
Tell us about infertility.
Infertility is the one where they took the tetanus vaccine, they spliced.
Oh, you were just mentioning it.
That's right.
Okay. So I know the story. I've never seen the film. Wow. Get the trailer for that one. Air that when we come back. See, that's the thing. There's so many, you're out there doing such a great job. And I think people think I know everything. People all the time call and say, why don't you know about this? I didn't even know you made this last film.
Well, the next film I want to make, and this is important, Alex, is that the tide has turned on the vaccine. That issue is going to now be resolved. The majority of people are saying, we don't trust you anymore. So that will, if we continue to work hard, will.
But now comes the genetic therapies.
Well, now the film that I want to make, I have to make before I die, for this community is this. The greatest fear for any parent of an affected child, with a child with autism, is what happens to my child when I become infirm or die. They will fall upon the mercy of a world that doesn't understand them, doesn't care about them, doesn't love them. They will die on the streets. And that is what will happen because the existing systems are not in place.
Or being euthanized by maids.
Yeah. So I wanted to make a film that didn't forget about the children already injured, those who have fallen on the battlefield of man's quest to conquer infectious disease. And so I'll tell you a story, Alex. I hope we've got time.
We've got plenty of time. Let's go to break. Come back and start with this. Then we'll play the trailer to the infertility film that I didn't even know you had out. Exactly. We need to think about the victims. And not just for them, but people can understand the carnage that's happened so it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely.
Let's come back and talk about that, and then let's get into the infertility film as well. And we got plenty of time, as long as you want, and you got a lot to cover. We should also get into the study here.
Okay.
Well, here's the good news. Our surrender is over. We've turned the tide. Back when Wakefield first started doing this 25, 30 years ago, he was a lone ranger now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones' poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm a guy that loves culture and loves history and loves novels and loves fiction. But I got to tell you, I don't watch a lot of movies other than documentaries. I don't even watch sports anymore because the real world is so much more interesting. And the epicness of what Dr. Andrew Wakefield has gone through, the original doctor exposing this back when they, I mean, I remember because I read the news every day and I was on the air back then. You couldn't open up any website, any newspaper without this horrible demon over here. And, of course, he's all been proven right, and the problem's gotten two or three times worse since he first exposed it. And now you see the cavalry here, and you see all these good things happening. And I see some Trump supporters bitching, saying enough's not happening. The media doesn't track all the stuff Kennedy's done. I mean, they just said don't give kids the hepatitis shot. It's not recommended. That means the liability for Texas is taken away. They've cut the funding for all this new mRNA. And sure, there's new problems, and he goes away for vacation, and the staff mutinies, and they're trying to impeach him. But the point is, compared to where we were 25 years ago when this guy, or 30 years ago, started exposing it, we are from like horse and buggy to Elon Musk, Starship, going to Mars. I mean, it's just exponential. And I think you're right that they're on the wrong side of history. There's no way they turn this around now. I just don't see how they do it. But you got caught up on the break talking about the project you want to make, start over, about remembering the victims of this. That's so important.
Yeah, the problem is this, that for those children who've already been permanently injured by these vaccines, what do we do? Because they're going to be left on the battlefield when all the dust is cleared, and the greatest fear for their parents is what happens when I become infirm or die and there is no one left to care for my child. And I want to tell that story in a film. And here's a story for you, Alex. You'll like this one. I was at a conference once. I'd given a lecture, and I was taken out for a dinner that evening by one of the organizers, a mother who had a severely affected child, just one child, that's all she had, estranged from her husband. And during dinner, she asked me if I would father a child for her. Now, you may think, well, what a really odd thing to ask Dr. Wakefield, and what an even stranger thing to tell people on my show. But I was absolutely struck and inspired by her sincerity. What she wanted, Alex, was not sex with me. What she wanted was a healthy, unvaccinated baby who could grow up and care for her vaccine-damaged child.
Wow.
That's the sincerity of this mother's request. She was prepared to take rejection or anything. She was prepared to put everything on the line. Her love for her child was so great that that was her request. And it was inspirational. I was so moved when I realized her motive. And I thought, I've got to tell this story. This deserves to be told. This is the story.
Well, I know a lot of parents that have disabled children, and that is their constant fear is not being there for them.
That's right. Polly Tommy said it the other day when she was in front of Ron Johnson in the hearing. So what happens to my son when I'm dead, when my husband's dead? What happens? Because the system is not geared up to look after them. And so I took this theme and I wrote the script back in 2012. And now the time has come to make that movie. The other movies, the vaccine movies, right away. This one is set on the Yukon Trail, the cowboy film. It's a Western. There's a great love, a resurgence of Western at the moment. And, this film is going to be made. And so it's really about a mother's instinct, a mother's love, the lengths she'll prepared to go to protect her child. And it starts with a wagon train of Norwegian emigres going across America, going west on the Yukon Trail, attacked by an Arapaho raiding party, killed to a man and a woman, except two people, a mother and her vaccine and her autistic son. And it's about a story of survival in some of the harshest environments in the world, of the cold and the disease and the Indian attacks and the indifference and everything she has to go through to protect this boy. And so that's the story that I want to make. So if there's anyone out there who wants to get involved as an investor, not a donation, as an investor in helping make this new movie, we'd love to talk to you. Please get in touch with us at info@wakefieldmediagroup.com.
Wakefieldmediagroup.com on the mail there. Now let's get to one of your last films I haven't seen yet. I've seen four of the six. This is infertility. And this is well documented. The UN has a particular hormone that hits a woman the second trimester, causes a miscarriage. It also kills a lot of the women. You're the doctor. I remember reading the articles about it. I guess they had some of the Catholic priests and others in these countries went and got it tested, found out it was happening. They had to admit it. Let's play the trailer for the film that people can find and see right now at WakefieldMediaGroup.com. The film's called Infertility.
Infertility.
A Diabolical Agenda. Here it is.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing
turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, then they are through with Africa. They're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines, it will cause infertility. But I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
Wow, that's powerful. Notice I hadn't seen the trailer or seen the film, but I kind of mentioned what it is because it's a well-known documented story. They've been caught red-handed so many times. And we have all these studies going back to the 70s, right through now, the UN studying infertility vaccines.
Yeah, and Gates was involved in this. This was largely funded by the Gates Foundation to reduce population size. But it violated so many rules of informed consent, of permission. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. Of course, it was something that was meted out on the most vulnerable populations in the world. People in East Africa, for example, people in South America, people who had no idea what was going on and no say in what was happening to their bodies.
And I forget the studies, but I've read them. You made a film, you probably remember them, but I remember, like, if they could do other infertility things that were more humane, though it's horrible. Talk about crime against humanity, violation of Nuremberg Code, you name it. But the way it makes a woman, the second trimester, have a miscarriage in those conditions, didn't it cause a high rate of death in the women as well?
There were a lot of problems with it. And in some women, they were rendered permanently infertile. So it wasn't just a temporary measure. It was an extraordinary thing. They were quite brazen about it. That was the other thing, is that they published papers talking about infertility vaccines. Uh-huh. Of course, the details of the trials and the lack of informed consent, they didn't share with us.
Wow. So your next film is on the victims, remembering them. But what's the current new one coming out?
The current new one out, working title, The Honey Hunter's Daughter, is a film made about a tragic situation in Thailand. Beautiful young lady gets the COVID shot against all the rules. Without any informed consent, and I won't spoil the film.
Well, that was another thing.
A true story.
Even in the U.S., but as far away as Australia, they were giving kids in middle school, elementary, and high school shots without parental consent during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. It broke all the rules. All the rules. They were swept under the carpet, and there's going to be a big reaction against them.
What is the UN and Tedros going to do? They're trying to pass their UN treaty, but it's not worked in most places. So they're kind of getting copies passed nationally, but not officially in the treaty. What's going on with that whole agenda?
I don't know, Alex. You know far more than I do about that. It's not something I've been following closely. I've been working on the next.
Well, they want total control over everything with vaccine passports. It's bad.
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. If you haven't had it done, and you can't prove it, you don't get this, you don't get that, you don't get this benefit. And, of course, the people who are going to suffer most are the people who need whatever benefit is, whether it's Social Security, whether it's something for their children's education. They're not going to get it, therefore they're going to comply, because if they don't comply, then they're going to be excluded.
Well, you're the surgeon, the research scientist. But, I mean, I do know learned immunity and you know, all this is obviously something real. But there's always side effects. Is this a good science that's just been hijacked, or is it so discredited it never matters anyways because of trust? What happens to it now? Because we now know they've changed the definition of vaccine from giving you a damaged version of a virus or a bacteria, so your body learns how to recognize it and defeat it. They've now changed it to basically anything they want to put in your body, and these whole new classes of things. What's going to come now of this?
Well, it comes down to the fact that it's actually all guesswork. They've lived with the delusion that these vaccines are safe and effective based upon studies they believed to have been done that weren't done, that were never done. The data weren't there, but it became a self-perpetuating mantra, safe and effective, safe and effective, and anyone who questioned that was irresponsible. Well, people are questioning it. There's no going back, and the truth will emerge.
Well, here's a microcosm example. I haven't read the study in a decade. But I had scientists on at the time when I was first on there like 31 years ago. But they, Searle in the 70s, couldn't get, this is a chemical we're talking about now, a biologically produced chemical. They couldn't get aspartame approved. And, of course, you know, it was a biological, the first genetically engineered biological creatures to eat the inside of oil tanks out. You know, 'cause they have bacteria that will do that, a bunch of companies now. But they found the excretion of the bacteria or their feces was this highly addictive, toxic, you know, breakdown basically of wood alcohol and with some other things to it. But then Rumsfeld comes in, takes over Searle, has Monsanto get it, and they get Reagan to sign off in the early 80s on aspartame, saying it was safe. But then when the studies they used was rhesus monkeys putting it in the milk, but they just took out, I think it was like 47% died like right away. They took out all the monkeys that died and then only put in the study the monkeys lived. And then now here we are these decades later knowing it's just devastating. So it's not just the shots. It's just all over the place.
Let me read you this, Alex, which goes to that. And this is about the effects of, in monkeys of the polio vaccine. But this is something, this is a government document by the head of the FDA in the Federal Register, and this goes to neurological injury with the polio vaccine, but it pertains to all vaccines. It reflects their attitude to vaccines in general. Let me read you this. Any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. Cannot be allowed to exist. In view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is questioning the vaccine safety. It doesn't matter how many children are injured or how seriously they're injured. It cannot be allowed to exist because it doesn't, it's not consistent with the government's vaccine objectives.
That's by the way, we're live right now at Dr. Wakefield, but I want to put this statement up front when I post this on X and Rumble with millions of viewers later. I want you to start over, look at the camera, and reread the quote from the federal government saying it's a national security issue. You will cover up the truth, literally giving the outcome up front before they even do an investigation. I mean, this is damning. Take your time. Where does this come from? It's in McCullough's new study, but the links to the federal government's own statement. You talk about damning. This is cult. This is Jim Jones. Drink the cyanide Kool-Aid.
This is an independent document, not part of that McCullough study, but from the Federal Register, 1984, in relation to neurological injury from the polio vaccine. But it really reflects the government's attitude.
Well, this is huge. I'm going to do this up front. I'm going to put this up front. I'm only reason. Good. I thought it was the same study. Start over. Where did this come from? What are they saying? Start over. This is so huge.
This is from Mark Novich, acting commissioner, acting head of the FDA, the Federal Register, Volume 49, 107, Friday, June the 1st, 1984, in relation to neurological injury following the polio vaccine. But it is something that can be extrapolated across the board to a government view of all vaccination policy. It says, quote, any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. This is the matrix, Alex. This is the matrix. It cannot be allowed to exist in view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is. It doesn't matter how strong the evidence is. If it goes against public health objectives, it doesn't matter how many children are damaged or how seriously they're damaged. The science cannot be allowed to exist. That is extraordinary, and that is what we've been up against for all these years.
And they're so arrogant, they admit it. And even before they crucified you, a few years later, I remember even ABC News, back when it would do its job a little bit, in 2001, had gotten minutes leaked to it from a CDC meeting with the heads of the CDC and all of them together, talking about their grandkids getting brain damaged and the epidemic of autism, and they knew what was doing it. But they decided, we're going to take it out and make it safe now, but we got to cover this up or it'll damage the greater good we're doing. And then I remember about 10 years ago, one morning by myself, I'm hiking. They call it the Hill of Life in Austin. It's like a, you know, three-quarter of a mile hill. I've seen Lance Armstrong out there many times running up and down the hill. But I remember I'd done it three or four times. I get to the top, and this distinguished-looking man comes over. He says, Alex, we know you're not a bad guy. I'm the head of the State Health Department Science Research Division, and we know the shots are hurting a lot of people, but you have to understand, the greater good is it's saving more. And even then, I had my smartphone, and I went and put his name into my car, and it was him. So here's the head of, you know, the head state scientist telling me, we know it hurts a bunch of people, but the hurt is less than the reward, which we now know isn't true, but it was that same attitude, and he literally told me that on the hike and bike trail.
That's the arrogance of these people. They've been working. It's such a delusion. There's such a delusion that the greater truth excludes the lesser. I think Adolf Hitler wrote that in Mein Kampf.
In Justified Means.
The greater truth excludes the lesser. And this is their belief. It doesn't matter how many kids get hurt or how seriously they get hurt. Our policy prevails.
And they just absolve themselves.
Yeah, they're not going to get compensated. We're going to make it as difficult as we can for them to get any compensation. We're going to destroy their family lives. It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to look after their affected child. And we're going to put the burden of proof on the parents in vaccine court so that the parents have to prove that the vaccine caused
and
the problem.
And then sue and silence and censor anybody that tells the truth.
Absolutely.
But that's just their cover. Oh, well, I remember saying to him, I said, so what's your proof it's not causing way more problems? Because even then I said, you've got like 1 in 50,000 to 1 in whatever it was. He just said, oh, Alex, you just don't know the numbers. And I'm like, actually, I interview scientists all day long. I do. Like, yes. We're not living as long. We're not, even all this great science, it keeps us alive, but we're not as healthy as we were.
Yeah, if anyone knows the numbers, it's Alex Jones. He doesn't know the numbers. And they don't know the numbers because the system has been set up to obfuscate the numbers. Only 1% of true adverse reactions reported to the vaccine injury system in this country.
Well, I know this. I can look at photos of when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s and old film reels and stuff, black kids, white kids, it didn't matter. And you look at the pictures of the adults, everybody, they look so much healthier, so much better. I go to a movie. I've got an 8-year-old. I've got, you know, 4 children. 3 of them are grown up. But I take my daughter to movies some. And, I mean, it's scary how many autistic kids are in there. It's scary how sick the kids look. I mean, you can look at it. It doesn't look good. Just as a normal person looking at it, this doesn't look good.
No, it's a terrifying situation.
As Jenny points out, we're the most unhealthy country in the world.
Yeah, and we've got to hope that we're in a position to do something effective about it to prevent this tidal wave before, as you say, it swamps the entire population and it's too late because so many people are injured. That's got to happen.
Well, all I've got to say is, Trump's not perfect, and I criticize him when he's to be done. But with Gabbard and Kennedy and the anti-war stuff, I mean, alone, this is night and day in my view. And, you know, here we go. Michigan Dem rep files impeachment articles against RFK Jr., accuses him of abandoning science and endangering Americans. They've had rebellions inside the facilities. They sign documents when he leaves. I mean, we need to be praying for Kennedy because he's really proven he's the real deal, not just in his decades of work, but now in the crucible, and I know people that work with him, he works 18 hours a day. And he's flying around the country and coach. I see his schedule. I don't know how he does it at his age. I mean, this is God-given hero right here.
He's an extraordinary character. I know him well. We've known each other for a long time. And all credit to him for what he's doing. Given the legacy of his family, the risk he's taking, but he's out there. And he knows he's making enemies, but he's doing the right thing.
Well, he said he's ready to die for greater cause.
Well, that just says it all. We need to respect those people.
Well, people always say the devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. I don't agree with that. The greatest trick is that good people don't exist. There are good men and women.
There are. And in the end, they will prevail. Unfortunately, things are happening very, very fast right now. We need to keep that going, and this show will help that happen.
Well, I would never say they broke you, but I remember meeting you before and having you on quite a bit, and then you were here like 15 years ago or something, and you just moved to Austin, and you were putting on a good front. You did it good on air, but I could tell you were drained, and it seemed like you were just making yourself stand up and just doing the right thing. But then the other times I met you, the next few years, you got stronger and stronger and stronger. It feels like your spirit's stronger than ever now.
Well, people like you were listening, Alex. That made a big difference.
Well, the only reason I've experienced it myself, when it's so bad, you just have to keep going. But then when I see us really starting to get traction, it does it not feel, not a thing of pride, but more of like completion or satisfaction? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that feeling of I did the right thing and God's real and this is turning around?
Yeah, you know, and we talked about this before, but there was a point where things were really low, really bad. Everything had fallen apart. Every title had been taken away. The income had gone. And I looked around and I thought, you know what? Stop feeling sorry for yourself. This child has no voice. He's lost his voice. He can't fight for himself. He needs an advocate. This family need an advocate. You're fit. You're healthy. Get on with it. Get over yourself. And it was very liberating. And I got back into it, back into the fight in a big way. I never left the fight, but I got back into it with a renewed enthusiasm and got over the fact that, you know, the universe doesn't really care too much about Andy Wakefield as an individual. There's a whole lot more important things going on out there. So just go.
Well, I think in the universe, God understands the long game. And so, but I'm in the same position. It's just that I would get not depressed, but sad that I know all this. It's so obvious. Why aren't more people joining me? Well, we're ahead of the curve. So I would get more lonely and more sad. Like, not so much feel sorry for myself, but like a sadness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the tragedy for me was just witnessing such extraordinary damage that I knew was completely avoidable. And that was very, very difficult. But the only way to do it is to deal with it, is to take it on head on and do whatever you can to rectify the situation.
Well, I've had four children in hospital. And if you do a few more minutes in the next hour with us, you got to go. And I'll tell the story when we come back. But it's you know, the first child, but the second child, you know, nice hospital, daughter's a listener, everything's great. But with my first child, he had low blood sugar, whatever. So they wanted to put him in the NICU, whatever. I go back there and I start talking to the nurses, and they go, oh, we're all listeners. But by the way, I later saw this in the news, separate nurses, other places in the country. They said, when we give the preemies the shots, we bring in the defibrillators and stuff because a lot of times they die. And I'm sitting there with them all telling me, oh, you're smart not to take the shots. Because I'd had the same nurses in there trying to pressure me an hour before. Now they're like, oh, actually, we know. We wouldn't do it. We give them the shots and the kids, you know, we have to defibrillate them. And I remember hearing that. And then years later, it was in the news. Nurses blew the whistle. They have to have defibrillators when they do it. I mean, so like they follow the order of the bioethics board. Then the kid goes into cardiac arrest. They got to give him a defibrillator. I mean, like, how obvious is this?
That's heartbreaking to hear that.
Have you seen those stories in the news?
I saw them years ago, some of those. Yeah, they were.
But to me, this actually happened.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, 2 hours ago, you're trying to pressure me. He goes, I know, I'm doing my job, but you're right. We would never take it. And so it's like behind the curtain. It's like the Matrix. It's like,
what would you do with your own child? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Tragic.
They said, you need to get out of here now. We got to give this preemie shots. And they like literally are rolling in the defibrillator. I mean, it's just like, we're going to hit this kid with a truck. See how they like it. We'll be right back in the next hour with Andrew Wakefield. Share those live feeds now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a real expert in all this, is I'm like, Have you seen the articles about how the nurses say they got to bring defibrillators in? Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's like you have this knowledge. It doesn't even seem real. It's so bad. This is a short segment. Some stations don't care. We're going to come back and finish up next segment before I have other news. But you got the floor, Dr. Wakefield, for the next 5 minutes. Look at that camera. What else people need to know? What else do you have there in that whole stack of documents?
Well, firstly, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on again. We've been talking to each other for a very long time now, going back 20 years or so. You had Del Bigtree on recently, and that was a fantastic study that Del reported on, an inconvenient study. I just want to reflect on it. I wasn't involved in making of the film, but a very, very clever piece of work, because what he did is to engage people on the pro-vaccine side, some very eminent doctors, and one doctor in particular, up at the Ford Medical Center in Michigan. And he said, look, you've got this huge data set that you've been collecting for many years on vaccines and vaccine reactions, the health of children following vaccination. Why not do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, the study that needs to be done? And if you're right, then we'll walk away. And if you prove that vaccines are safe, that there is no difference in the health outcomes for vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, fair enough. And whatever happens, whether the study results are positive or negative, we will publish the study. And he agreed. The doctor agreed. And they went ahead and did the study. Del didn't hear anything back. And he called them and he said, what's going on? He went up to meet with them. He sat down with this guy over dinner. And he asked him what happened. And he told him the results. And the results showed comprehensively across the board, systematically, that health outcomes were significantly worse across a range of disorders in children who had been vaccinated compared with the unvaccinated. And he refused to publish the results, despite, as a senior scientist, an academic, promising that he would, whatever the outcome. And he wouldn't do it. Why? Because it would certainly damage his career. It would be an end to what he considered to be an illustrious career as an infectious disease physician. How do we know this? Because Del secretly filmed that interview, that encounter over dinner, and got the admission. And Del put together a documentary. The lawyers for the Ford Medical Center found out about this and said, they sent a nasty gram saying, we're going to sue. This is defamation. And then Del put up on the internet the video of the doctor being secretly filmed and confessing to the true reason why he didn't want to publish. Now, this is an absolute disgrace. If you are a scientist and if you publish a paper, you do so whether or not the findings support your hypothesis. That is good science. If you are not prepared to do that or will not do it after promising you're going to do it, you are not a scientist. Get out of the game. Move on. But do not call yourself a scientist. And so what we have is another study of those few studies that have been done comparing health outcomes in vaccinated and undervaccinated individuals, now from a major vaccine promoter, a major supporter of vaccines, showing
a major vaccine research facility,
making it quite clear that health outcomes are worse in the vaccinated, and he refuses to publish.
And remember the key, he thought he was doing good. He said, I'll publish it. But when he found out he was wrong, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't publish it. And the other thing about this, because I've been in a position where I've got people working for me, junior scientists who find their names, who get their names on that paper, they put their name to a study that he then refused to publish. If any of those junior scientists came to me for a job now, I would look at that and say, no. You didn't publish something that you swore that you were going to publish, that you should have published.
Incredible. Let's finish up with that in 60 seconds. Yeah. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones Backup Network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the original whistleblower, Dr. Andrew Wakefield's here. Starting 30 years ago, I've been interviewing him over 20. Totally vindicated. You were, people that just joined us, you were getting into an inconvenient study, an undercover investigation in a film with one of the main engines behind Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s work and his former head of his campaign, Del Bigtree. The best part of my job is I get to know all the really real people and the light in his eyes and how well-spoken he is and what he does and his track record, and you too. It's great. I get around globalists, feel like I'm dying just being in their presence. But the fact that they got this top research scientist, vaccine expert, to go do a study because he thought it would disprove Bigtree and Kennedy, and then it disproves him, I'm just recapping, and people tune in every second, and then he won't publish it, so Del Bigtree goes and undercover records him admitting all of this. I mean, that is so bombshell.
Yeah, their allegation was that we're not publishing this study because the science isn't good enough, it wasn't designed properly. They followed the CDC guidelines on such a study, how to do such a study. He said, this is a good study, it's important, it should be published, but I'm not going to do it because it will ruin my
career. I'm a coward.
Well, that was a bad day for that hospital's lawyers, I can tell you.
And then they tried to sue, but you had the video, so he had the video. So I wonder what's happening with them now.
Gone quiet. I don't think they'll want to go anywhere near it. They'll hope it'll die a death and go away. That's the way they handle these things. What they did with Vax, when Vax came out, you'll remember this, that it got into Tribeca Film Festival in New York, a prestigious film festival, one of the most prestigious film festivals in the country, run by Robert De Niro. And they called us a few days later and said, your film has now been pulled from the festival. First time ever a film had been censored from Tribeca. Those were a bad few days until Robert De Niro went on the Today Show and Good Morning America a week or two later and said, we shouldn't have done that. We should have played that movie. Everybody should have seen it and made up their own minds. And it exploded worldwide. That was it. So censorship, paradoxically, Alex, failed them very badly there. Now they learned from that. They're slow learners, but they got there. And they ignore it.
They're learning about the Streisand effect.
Yeah, they shut down social media. They won't let it go out on social media. They compromise movie theaters. We've had people outside movie theaters saying there's going to be a riot. These people are a bunch of ragtag communists going to call the riot.
Oh, I know. Back when I used to make films and put them in theaters, they called bomb threats in.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they do. They started playing. A whole bunch of people in Florida went to the movie. They started playing an entirely different movie. So they were in on it. But they've done what they can. We'll continue to make movies. We'll continue to get them out there.
But that's the thing about humans. What you tell us we can't see, we want to see.
Oh, we're going to see it. We are going to see it, yeah. Do these people not have children? Have they not seen that? Yeah. So the next film is a very important one to me. It means a great deal. Love anyone to get in touch with us who wants to get involved. info@wakefieldmediagroup.com. Looking for investors, not donors, investors. People deserve to be able to expect to make something back on their investment.
It's beautiful. In closing, I want to give you the floor here with all the evidence you've got, all the knowledge, all the things that are going on. I got a few questions. I mean, look, I'm not a scientist or doctor like you, but I remember when my two middle daughters were like 5 and 3. The neighbor's kids, and this was in well-to-do areas. These are educated, not dumb people. The mother, I guess, is more like a, you know, wealthy hippie or whatever, but she's like, oh, my daughter's got measles. Want to come over for a measles party? I guess while your kids are healthy, you want it. And we're like, yeah. And then both my daughters got a few little spots, and then it was over and it was gone. Now, maybe that's not the right thing to do, but I've heard of this. My point is, like Kennedy said, if you're run down, you're not healthy, the few measles deaths a year are people that already have like cancer and heart attacks and morbidities, but they act like measles is the end of the world. Hundreds in quarantine as South Carolina measles outbreak accelerates. What's really going on here? South Carolina measles outbreak is accelerating, driving hundreds into quarantine. And then I look, when these come out in the past, it's usually the migrant populations that are bringing in different strains we're not used to. You're the expert on this. How dangerous is measles?
Measles, let's go back to the beginning when the vaccine first came in. Up until about 1920, measles was a killer of children during epidemics, 120 per million during epidemics. Beyond 1920, there was a rapid, dramatic reduction in case fatality rate. It went down by 99.96% by the time the vaccine came on the market. Nothing to do with the vaccine. That was natural herd immunity. It was due to a change in the general well-being of people, sanitation, clean water, a change in the virus to become less serious. That's what viruses do in their interaction with human beings. A successful parasite doesn't kill its host. It allows itself to be perpetuated one person to another by not killing the host. Measles was becoming a milder and milder disease. First question is, what would have happened if we'd done nothing, no vaccine? That number would have decayed to zero. The mortality from measles was approaching zero. It was seen occasionally in people who got measles at an unusual age, either very young or very old, or in people who were already sick, as you pointed out. So, when they held a meeting at the National Institutes of Health in 64, requested by Kennedy, to look at universal measles vaccination, should we do it or shouldn't we? They got an expert in from the UK who was the world's leading infectious disease doctor, and he said, you really don't want to do this. You don't know enough about it. He said, one child per million, and I dare say it's the same in the States, is dying from measles during epidemics. What is different about that one child? Surely that's the question we should be asking, rather than anticipating universal measles vaccination for every child about which we know little. And even Enders, who at Harvard discovered measles virus, said, you really don't want to do this. If you give a vaccine that doesn't protect in the same way as natural infection, in other words, lifelong, if you need more than one dose, multiple doses, then what will happen is you will change the age profile of susceptibility and you will push people into those age ranges where it's a more dangerous disease. You do not know what you're doing, so don't do it. And they decided that they were going to do it. It wasn't, and this is the CDC's comment at the time, it wasn't because measles was a major killer, as they say now. It was because we have the technology to do it, to ensure the rapid eradication of measles. Well, that didn't happen either. Everything that they said is that, you know, one shot for life, rapid eradication of measles, no neurological injury from the vaccine, none of it was true. The vaccine can't be transmitted from a vaccinated to an unvaccinated. Yes, it can. So everything that public health came up with turned out to be false.
And you threw this out. I was on Joe Rogan's show years ago and said this. We'll pull up quickly. Sea of the Crew Kings. It varies from Australia to Europe to here, but it's basically the same. The graph always looks like this. Guys, type in drop in infectious disease, sanitation versus vaccination. Drop in infectious disease.
Look at infectious disease mortality.
Yeah, well, you tell them what to search. Go ahead.
Okay, look at infectious measles mortality or infectious disease mortality over time.
So overhead shot. Once they pull it up, you'll see this. It's basically the same every country. So here's 1900, and sanitation's coming in, better food, better nutrition, you know, not manure all in the streets, all the rest of it, or wash your clothes. And infectious disease goes like this, and you get to the 1940s, and then 50 shots start, it kind of goes like that. That's the graph. So shots don't really start till about here, but then it goes back up. I mean, once you pull the graph, it basically follows that. I know you've seen it, Dr. Wakefield. What is that? So what made it do that before the shots come? Then why did it go back up once the shots start?
I don't know that. See, what the mortality, we're looking at mortality here, yes, which is a very good measure of the seriousness of infection. The more serious it is, the greater the mortality rate. So when we're looking at mortality from infectious disease, this is what many, many infectious diseases did. The mortality came down rapidly over the course of the 20th century.
And what was it, the sanitation, the food?
It was a whole host of it. There were two groups of things. It was viral-related and host-related. The host-related things were general things like better nutrition, better sanitation, better food, just better general health of the population. The virus-related things were things like it became less serious. Strains evolved that were less serious because they didn't want to kill their host. So when infections encounter man for the first time, often there's a very high mortality to begin with, and then it drops rapidly. And this happened with COVID as well. It became less and less of a serious condition over time, if it was ever a very serious condition. So that is just part of the equation between man and infectious agent that constitutes natural herd immunity. That should have been allowed to continue unabated and not interfere with. You cannot usurp nature. Nature will always exact a price. And the price is that what you're doing, the vaccine, is putting more people at risk because they're not protected for life.
What about with COVID? I don't know the scientific terms, but where you give an active pandemic, which it wasn't, but an infected population, the shot that then pressures the virus to evolve, and that gives rise to mutations.
Well, this is absolutely...
Oh, yeah, and they found it right here. Influenza, pneumonia mortality rates. Yeah. So something similar. But that's a different graphic. Go ahead, sorry.
That's good. So, sorry, what was the question again?
Well, there's a lot of them, but...
You asked me... Emmy, what was the question?
Oh, COVID. How did the COVID vaccines, okay. I've been told by other scientists that it caused mutations that were bad.
Right. So let's just take the analogy of bacteria. Along come antibiotics, along come penicillin. Penicillin kills 95% of strains of a bacteria, but 5% are resistant. When the other 95% are out the way, that 5% become the dominant species. The resistant bacteria become the dominant species, and they take over. So you produce another antibiotic, and it kills 95%, and then you've got 5% that are super dominant, and so on and so forth. The same is happening for vaccines. So with the existing vaccines now, we're seeing emergent strains of measles that are resistant to the current.
So accelerating evolution.
That's right. We are doing exactly that. We are putting a selection pressure on the virus to select mutations that get around the immunity that the vaccine produced. And that's what's happening. So this happened in an accelerated way with COVID. We all witnessed it, that we saw the evolution of different strains, multiple strains. For Pfizer, it was a godsend. They were creating it. They were the ones creating this genetic selection pressure with their so-called shot, but they were the ones who benefited. They said, we're going to have a new shot for each of these new strains.
And by the way, beyond that, did you see the head of their mRNA group? People didn't believe it because he was 12 years old. James O'Keefe goes in, and he says, no, we've already got new mutations on the shelf. We're going to release as a new business model, which will be gain of function. But according to the scientists I talked to, you don't even need that. It's going to cause new mutations.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever see that O'Keefe interview?
No, I didn't. Sounds...
The head of Pfizer mRNA says, oh, we've already got them on the shelf.
Yeah. This is just it's a job creation scheme for these people. They just go on making money. That's why it's got to be regulated properly. That's why it's got to stop.
Well, the good news is, until about 2 years ago, Fauci was really arrogant, tried to spew his bull. He hides now.
Yeah, He's a busted flush. I mean, should there be accountability? Absolutely. But we've got more important things to do. We've got to move on. You know, the lawyers can take care of Tony Fauci. But
well, you know who's most responsible? And I'm not going to say it's you, because you've done more than probably anybody other than Robert Kennedy Jr. or Dale Bigtree, but it's all of us. If you want to know who did this, look in the mirror. So I can V for Vendetta. He says, yeah, the government's corrupt. There's evil groups. But we know who's really responsible. Just look in the mirror.
Yeah. We do have to take personal responsibility for this. So many people are prepared to just bury their heads, say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it over a family dinner. We're not discussing the vaccine. We're getting it. You're not getting it. Well, that's your choice. Good luck. And it's a very divisive thing, but the truth will emerge. And this is a classic example of that. The truth is now emerging.
Well, we don't have a lot of heart disease in my family on both sides. And I'm not going to get into personal stuff because I don't want to know, but there's one person in my pretty close family that it demanded they go out and get Pfizer shots, got two, and they got kind of like a mild myocarditis. Now they have a heart arrhythmia, and now the doctors were telling them last week, well, maybe we'll do a catheter to fix it. It just, I'm not a cardiologist. I just cannot believe, like, what's the chances that the one person that took two shots has this?
Yeah, well, it's now millions of people. We see it time and time again, so... Yeah, it's been a nightmare, and it's taken people like Peter McCullough to bring proper scientific attention to this in a credible
way. And I don't blame people that took it. They terrorized them.
Yeah, they did. That's what they did. They operate on fear. And that's exactly how Tony Fauci achieved the end that he achieved.
I can't tell you how many parents I've had in that chair and on, you know, video link, who had healthy kids playing basketball, football, 13, 14, it's always boys. And, man, they get that shot, boom, dead. Just bam. And, I mean, and I noticed right before they rolled the shot out, in Austin and in Phoenix, because I was traveling around the country, they had billboards on buses saying, heart attacks in kids is normal now. They even, like, pre-programmed it before they rolled it out.
Wow.
Have you seen the ads in Canada? Like, heart attacks were normal in kids. Have you seen those?
Well, I haven't, but what a disgrace. I mean, I don't watch that kind of thing, but...
The thing is, it's the pre-programming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know when I suddenly see billboards and things on buses, oh, heart attacks in kids is normal.
Now, you know something's wrong. People aren't buying it anymore. They've lost credibility. They're never going to get it back. Once you lose in public health, once you lose public trust, you'll never get it back, and the market will reflect that.
Well, the last two Davos meetings were about regaining trust, but they don't. So what do they do?
Too late. It's gone. It's gone, because people like you and I will continue to point out the truth and reinforce the idea that they're not trustworthy and their days are numbered.
Look at that. Look at that. They found that. It says kids, kids have lots of heart attacks contrary to popular belief. So I'm like fighting the stolen election in December of 2020. And so I'm in Virginia and I'm in Georgia, and I'm in Arizona, and I'm in L.A., and so I observe things. I know when a PR rolled out, I'm like, buses, mRNA, genetic engineering can save you. Another bus drives by. It's normal for kids to have heart attacks. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's the Matrix. We are living in the Matrix. Or those people who've chosen to blue pill themselves, they're living.
I feel like they live when the sunglasses are on, and you can, like, you know, see it.
Yeah. Well, it's been great being with you, Alex. I'll come back more often. We'll do this again.
You've been in Texas a long time.
Yeah, since 2004. Love Texas.
And now you're in Wimberley.
In Wimberley. What a great place.
Hey, that's like Mayberry over there.
Yeah.
We only got a few minutes left, and I appreciate you. And I know you're already ready to punch out here. I'm going to come back and cover some final news. But, Doc, you've always got more news, more info. What else do you want to tell folks out there?
I want to tell the mothers in particular, all those years ago, I followed the basic rules of clinical medicine, that is to listen to the patient, or in this case, the patient's parents, particularly the patient's mother. The mother has an instinct for her child's well-being, whether he's well, ill, what's good for him or not. That's an innate connectivity. They were once one, and she understands her child like no one else. Certainly, more so, better than any pediatrician, any man in a white coat, any woman in a white coat. Mothers know their children. Many, many, many mothers I've spoken to said, I know when I went in there for that shot for my child that this was wrong. That little voice was telling me, that feeling in the pit of my stomach was saying, don't do this. Listen to that voice. Listen to it, because it has served us extremely well in terms of man's evolution, our survival, our existence on this planet right now is dependent upon that maternal intuition. It is a very powerful force. Please trust it.
Well, it's really the genetic memory.
Yeah. And it will look after you. It will look after your children and your children's children. So,
well, if people ask how a duck that was born in Canada flies 3,000 miles to Mexico, it's genetic memory. That, and the women have that more than men when it comes to the children.
Yeah, I don't know what it is at the end of the day, but it's very, very powerful.
By the way, here's the Canadian ads. It's normal to have heart attacks when you're a kid, see? Sorry, I'm interrupting. It's just you can't make this up.
No, you're this, that's extraordinary.
It just doesn't sound real.
I have not seen that one before. That is.
No, but you're right. It's like use your instincts.
Yes.
Plus, we have statistics on top of it.
Yeah. My job as a filmmaker, Alex, is to take all the information, complex information, and distill it into an entertaining and informative story so that people don't have to go and read all the books and Google everything, and they can go and watch the movie and they can understand. And as long as that movie is made honestly and with integrity and is telling them the truth, which our movies are, then they're going to learn something from that and they can make an informed choice based upon that movie. So that's my job. My job is to take these complex issues and turn them into entertaining movies.
And I can say, I've known you 20 years or so, you, if anything, are conservative. You're being very conservative in what you say or what you put. You can, like, whatever you're saying is, like, certified.
Yeah, I mean, these are high-risk movies because you're taking on big companies, huge companies, Merck, for example, the American government, and you're calling them out. You stand to get sued. You know where we've been there. You know what it's like.
No.
You stand to get sued, and who am I? I've got nothing. They can, you know, take what I've got, but we can make these movies because we know it's true, and we know that they're not going to open that can of worms any further coming after us because what we're saying is factual, is true. And it's rather like Dell's film the other day, An Inconvenient Study. He can put that out there because he knows it's true, and he's got the guy telling him it's true.
And he caught, because he said what the guy told me, we're going to sue you. Oh, here's the video. Oh, whoa, we don't want to.
Yeah. Deafening silence.
Well, they got a big problem because, you know, 30 years ago, there was Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and then now there's, you know, even a 20-year RFK Jr. big tree. It just gets, now they got Elon Musk on their ass. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They thought crushing you and I was going to save them. They thought wrong.
Yeah, no, there are so many people now on the side of right, so many people informed, and it's film has been a large part of that.
Well, great job. Everybody should follow your work. WakefieldMediaGroup.com. All the films are there. The new film's coming out. Incredible job, and God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Let me see you out here. I'm going to, God bless you, brother.
So much.
I'm going to go to break here, come back and hit some final news here for the next 30 minutes, and then the War Room, Harrison Smith. But remember, you know all this stuff, or you know most of it. Some of you know more than I do on some subjects. Dog don't hunt, you don't share it. So share the live feed. Once we archive this interview, share it. This is powerful stuff. That guy's been through hell to get us to this point. We stand on people's shoulders like Dr. Andrew Wakefield. So that is all coming up. But speaking of the vaccine news, there's a bunch I haven't hit. I have the stack. I forgot to go to it with him. So I'm going to hit this one, come back briefly, and then get into all the other news that is coming up. But here's the bottom line. The cakewalk for the mad scientists and the eugenicists and Bill Gates and the depopulationists, it's over. And I don't say something unless it's true. Everybody knows that. It's not a bluff. It's over, Bill Gates. Fauci, it's easier on you to give up now. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I love truth, and I love facts, and I love history, and I love research, and I love on-the-ground smarts. And I get there's a lot of people waking up that they've been lied to, but a lot of them don't have any depth or context. So this is kind of an insult to the information, only do 25 minutes on it. So I want to ask Andrew Mayer, I've been interviewing for 15 years or whatever it was, as he got tasered criticizing the war in Iraq, and they said, you know, don't tase me, bro. So that shows what an evil, you know, warmongering Jew he is. And I've got to be friends with him, and we had a video game together. He did a great job in the business, did everything he said he would do. He's a really sweet guy. And I didn't know until he texted me yesterday that one of the head rabbis involved with his temple in the U.S., Rabbi Eli Schlanger, was killed there amongst other rabbis in Sydney a few days ago. And he just sent me a text, said, I appreciate your coverage. Well, I said, why? I mean, I'm just covering the facts here. Yet everybody immediately say it's a false flag. Netanyahu staged it. Now look, Netanyahu or Israeli intelligence, and they both blame each other, stood out on October 7th. That doesn't mean Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, didn't attack. And yeah, working with Qatar, Israel did fund Hamas. That's all come out. So I just cover facts. But if you look at all the Arab groups and Muslim groups, I've been studying this for decades, and it gives me a headache, and it's constantly changing. Okay, so you got reformists like the UAE leading it, following Saudi Arabia's following their lead. Do I trust that? Whatever. You've got Qatar funding the mass murder of Christians and others in Sudan. And then, you know, Qatar's got our base and all the rest of it. It's anything in geopolitics is twisted. But when it gets into the Middle East, it's the most twisted. I mean, it just, because it's constant flipping. You know, head of Al-Qaeda one day, now he's a good guy at the White House. So, and then I've studied all the Jewish factions, and I know more probably than most Jews, gives me a headache. And then I get to see all these people, either leftist Jews or right-wing Jews, leftist Jews allied with expansionist Muslim Brotherhood that literally wants to kill them, and then right-wing Jews over here wanting total war, and then the establishment kind of ADL Jews that target me as the main guy. And I'm sitting here like literally in the middle of this trying to stop nuclear war. And then I'm also like, oh, a nuclear reactor, Chernobyl's leaking. Why cover for Jews? A hurricane's about to hit. Cover up for the Jews. Literally on X, if I put a story up about brush fire, we must only cover Jews and we must describe everything as Jews. I'll cover corruption out of different sectors of Jews all day because, God, Jews are prominent, powerful, everything else. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But I don't do it from a place of hate and also a place of magical power given to say everything is that. Day one, Charlie Kirk killed by Jews. Every piece of evidence must be twisted to say that. It's crazy. So when I learned that Andrew Myers, you know, the temple he goes to in the U.S. is involved with this rabbi that was killed, and then we see all this footage of guys who pledge allegiance to ISIS, shot videos. We have thousands of imams because they're launching the new jihad. I mean, so many clips I can't even follow it, saying, kill, 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 kill. And when I post the clips from Palestinian TV saying, when we capture Israel, we're going to rape the women and put them in slavery and kill all the men, because that's the Quran, people go, that's a fake clip. No, it's on Palestinian TV. Does that mean wipe out all Palestinians? No, when Israel does stuff that I think violates the Geneva Convention, I say it's wrong. I call balls and strikes, folks. I don't work for Qatar, Israel, the Russians, the Democrats, the Republicans. I just sit here and try to be as honest as I can. Doesn't mean I'm always perfect. But I literally think somebody needs to actually just dig into things. And so I've got all the intel. Flynn said it a week before the National Guard was shot. He said, I've got the intel. You're about to see an Islamic jihad. Well, now it's been announced. And right, and the night before they killed all these Jews and other people that were around there, they were celebrating, saying we're going to kill everybody soon. So, and you get baseball fields being shot up because they learn a Christian prayer is being read in Houston. You got the buddy trying to blow up people in Fort Worth of the guy that shot everybody up D.C. So the bottom line is this. The problem is this is impossible getting into all this. The Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood, is allied with Klaus Schwab, the Democrats, the EU, the Democrat, Obama, overthrowing our allies like Egypt, putting in radicals, raping Laura Logan in the middle of it. Remember all that? Oh, that was a false flag, too. Netanyahu paid him to rape her. The point is that you got 2 billion Muslims, and the dominant group pushing jihad is Muslim Brotherhood. You got all sorts of Muslims apologizing that are reformist and aren't part of it, and that's great. And I don't want to kill the Muslims, and I don't want a crusade to go get them and destroy them. I want a crusade to promote our values and protect our people. So I'm going to stop ranting there. We should probably do a podcast for 2 hours. Let's just do it. Maybe next Saturday I'll do a four-hour podcast, and we'll do 2 hours with you to do a deep dive on this, Andrew. But I've known you for years. You're a smart guy. You know what you're talking about. And you're also anti-war. And act like, you know, Jewry is one cult, one brain. I can go show you 1,000 rabbis saying different things. With the imams, 90% is we're conquering, we're killing, we're taking over. They need a Reformation. And so, you know, where is there Martin Luther? But I wanted to just spend a few minutes with you. We'll do a two-hour podcast if you can do it. Or I guess you can't do it on Saturday, but it's an emergency. You probably do it. Maybe we'll do one Sunday, or we'll tape one sometime. The point is that's why I do the commercial-free stuff. To get into this, because this is crazy. And again, I'll cover Israel, the USS Liberty, Levon affair, anything real. There's plenty to cover. The point is there's all this other stuff. And if we don't cover that, we're literally blinded. But this is the new clash of civilizations, where I see so many populists and right wingers, not the majority, but a big minority, saying, no, this had to be staged. Muslims don't do this. You're working for Israel, because they've sided with Islam because they're so obsessed with Israel. And my point is, okay, let's just say Israel's pure evil, which I'm not even saying. Do not say that Islam is controlled by Israel, because it's not. And there's not 2 billion Jews. Even if you say every Jew is like a secret vampire and all, you know, hive mind doing this, what about Islam? So that's where I'm at. But I just wanted to get your take, kind of a prelude. Maybe we can have you back tomorrow or something for a whole hour. But we'll do it if you can set it up. That's probably just the way to do it, not wait for podcasts. Is this in general, you know, the branch of Judaism you're in? I saw the Jews that survived. They seemed very eloquent. Right after it happened, they told the truth. All the videos that came out proved they were right. The police standing down. Now they're blaming right-wingers, saying that's the real threat. The prime minister saying they're going to take the guns. I mean, just all of this, watching this and knowing this is building up, and this is the class of civilization the globalists are planning, and just where you see all of this going, because this is here. I mean, Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood has said they're launching their offense. And we said months ago, get ready, and now it's beginning. And it's allied with the left. What do you think overall is about to happen, and how do we stop it? Andrew Mayer at alexjonesgame.com. You produced a great video game. And the Andrew Mayer on band.video. I guess you're still banned on X. You should get back on there. We should talk to Elon about that next time I talk to him. So, Andrew, we only got limited time, but that's kind of my prelude there. What do you say to all that?
Well, I think you're right on the money. Literally every single thing that you said, right on the money. As to your question, where are things going? This is a PR offensive, a charm offensive. As you said, there are attacks planned in the West. We're already seeing it happen. The Christmas festivals across Europe. You know, we're seeing Islamic terrorism at these events. And then you go online, and even when there's a shooting in Australia just now, you're seeing people, even supposed right-wingers like the Groypers, saying, oh no, this was a false flag immediately. No intelligence at all, just, this is a false flag, Israel did it. And then some of them are even celebrating, which shocked me, to see these people celebrating because some Jews were killed. Christians were killed as well. And this is the problem in the West. It's Muslims are willing to kill and rape Christians and Jews, but Jews are being used as a lightning rod to make this acceptable. Oh, well, the Jews deserve it, so let's not punish the Muslims who are raping and murdering. It's could not be more black and white. The solution to these problems, they must go. Across Europe, the word is remigration. England, Germany, Sweden, France, you know, the terrorist attacks in Nice or Charlie Hebdo, these weren't all Mossad attacks. This is Islamic terrorism. But because Israel is geopolitically unpopular, not without reason, there are reasons to not like Israel's politics, but that does not excuse Islamic terrorism or make it good for Muslims to come to the West en masse. If you look at their behavior in the West, it's raping, murdering, terrorism. This is not helpful for America, obviously, but it is helpful for communists, the left, the Red-Green Alliance, to divide and conquer America by pushing the idea that, oh, Jews and Christians were murdered in a Western nation? Well, obviously, Israel did it. It takes the blame totally off the culprits.
Look at the left clearly killing Kirk, now that we've seen the scumbag in court smiling, laughing with his trans tie. And we've all been convinced, and I saw top Arab leaders admitting they funded day one saying Israel killed Kirk. They've got our number.
That's exactly it. They're using Jews as a lightning rod. to take the blame off of every evil thing. And that's exactly what I was going to say. Just like Bondi Beach, they're blaming Israel instead of the Muslim terrorists that did it. They take the blame off of the trans cult, the insane leftist.
Well, you know, that's what I do. When some faction of Jewry, and the Jews, some Jews call that even racist, what Jews call it. When some faction, which is a bunch of them, does something wrong, I cover it like any other faction of the communist Chinese, or the Republicans, anybody, or Trump's doing something wrong. And then they go, oh, you're finally bowing to us. It's like this, you must come to us and prove it's, you know, it's all the Jews, and then we're the bosses. And it's just retarded. It's totally retarded.
The coverage that Israel and Jews are getting these days, it's beyond stupid. Like, there is a way to criticize Israel and Jews using facts. I've seen Alex do it many times. And then there's this low IQ, absolutely demonic stuff that I've seen Candace Owens do. And it's just insane. And even more than her attacking Jews, what offended me the most about Candace Owens in recent months is her attacking Erica Kirk, implying that she's involved with her own husband's murder. Like, the Bible teaches us to be kind to widows. To attack a widow grieving for her husband and accuse her of being complicit in her husband's murder is one of the most evil things I've seen in modern times. Absolutely demonic.
Well, my issue is that it's sucking all the oxygen out and the left is celebrating it. And again, Obama, it's on record, folks, and the WEF and all of them are backing Islam, Muslim Brotherhood. And we've got all these other Muslim countries that are wisely, like, I mean, just you name it, UAE, even Saudi Arabia. You've got all these other ones saying, no, 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 for years, this is not us. So explain the Red-Green Alliance to people that's backing Mondami, Sadiq Khan, all of them.
So for people that don't know, the Red-Green Alliance, the red is the red of the communist flag. The green is the green found in many Muslim nations' flags. And these factions, the communist Chinese, many Muslim nations, they are buying up influencers in the right. This is happening. I talk to high-level people. They go to these things in D.C. They're offered money from Israel, and they're offered money from the Muslims. They're offered money from the communist Chinese. This is an open secret that any influencer, if you have enough people following you on Twitter, you can get a nice pack of cash for pushing whatever the agenda is of these foreign nations. And if you track some of these people on Twitter, it's not too hard to figure out who's playing for which team. They should be forced, like NASCAR drivers, put their endorsement. If you're getting Israeli money, if you're getting Muslim money, communist Chinese money, put it right
well,
there.
Exactly. I'm not even defending Netanyahu, but when he announced we're in an 8-front war, we've got to start investing even more. Yeah, look at Israel's funding and scrutinize it, and when it manipulates our politics, ban it. But they act like, oh God, we caught the Israelis giving money. That's they're public about it. China is 1.5 billion people and 100 times economy, and Qatar, it is true, they over-exaggerate Qatar's doing everything, but Qatar admits they spend $4 billion on this, and you've got all these other groups funding it. Exactly. I get funded by the listeners that buy our products, thealexandersword.com. But I got to tell you, it's very clear with all these other talk show hosts, they are getting paid by one group or another.
You know, Mike Cernovich and the directors John Dutoit and Scooter Downey were very early to this. They made a documentary called Blood Money years ago where they exposed Qatar giving money to the left and to the right. And the neocons especially were getting this money, which is the funniest thing for the neocons to be getting the Muslim money. But it is what it is. Like the people in politics, the people in media, you have to check who is funding them. The great thing about InfoWars and Alex Jones, you know exactly who's funding him. You are. It's the people buying the products. It's not some foreign nation. It's not some government or some secret interest. That's why InfoWars has had to fight so hard, because Alex is the real deal. Alex is telling the truth. And so many of these other people, they are bought and paid for, and they can skate by. Like, there's Elijah Schaefer's operation doesn't make sense. You look at Elijah Schaefer, all of the people that he employs, and then you look at his video and his content, he is not nearly making enough money to pay for his expenses. He is definitely taking money. I could go through, we could audit a bunch of different people on Twitter. It's like, what is this operation? Why are they saying certain things? And you could just look at it and say, this doesn't make sense. These people are taking foreign money.
Well, all I know is, I don't know about Elijah Schaefer or any of that. I haven't really followed it. All I know is there is massive disgorgement of money by corporate interests, government interests. It's all over the place. And I'm not defending Israel. I want people to be awake and look at everything. People seem to think only Israel engages in stuff. Then you've got the whole Rothschild angle that's anti-Netanyahu. People act like Israel's one camp. Can you give us a snapshot on, from your view, what the camps are in Israel?
Israel, you have the right-wingers, you have Netanyahu, and you have people a little further than him on the right, like Ben-Gavir. And then you have people on the left. Some of these people would even open the border in Israel, which is the funniest thing. I always hear in America, open borders for Israel. It's like, you don't understand. The leftists in Israel, they say the same thing there that they say in America. Being disconnected from God, that is what creates the division and the factions in America, in Israel. So on the right, you have Netanyahu, who's basically the neocon of Israel, you know, the George W. Bush of Israel. And then you might have people further to the right of him. Hopefully they have their Trump one day. You know, they don't have these neocon warmongers. But then you have the left there, and they're as problematic as the left would be here. They want to.
Well, I was about to say, I've got all these Jewish charities. They're not the biggest. They're the second biggest. The Catholics are the biggest. What are the Catholic charities and the Jewish charities doing flooding Europe and the U.S. with the very most rabid Muslim Brotherhood? What is the sick plan there?
So the funniest thing to me is the name of that plan. The is always brought out, the Kalergi plan. Kalergi was a Catholic. You know, obviously the highest, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, these people, these liberal Jews, they're some of the biggest problem flooding America, flooding Europe with immigrants. But the Kalergi plan that's always talked about, Kalergi was a Catholic. And the Catholic charities, the Pope himself, the last two popes who have said, you know, it's wrong to push away the migrants, you know, what they want, they're losing their base, the people giving money in the West. And so they want the global South to invade Europe, America. They
well, you just said it. It's, I love the average Catholic. They're great people. But it's on record the Vatican's taking massive Chi-Com money.
Wow. That's news even to me, Alex. That's a new one.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Oh, well, the Vatican's taking huge Chi-Com money.
Incredible. That one's even news to me. I will say the Chinese and the Muslim money, it's not only buying influencers like big names, but you can go on X Spaces, Twitter Spaces, all the, it's 24/7 that there are spaces running on Twitter, whether it's a Diligent Denizen or any of these other characters. They're running spaces clearly intended to divide and conquer America, to try and push the idea that President Trump is owned by Israel. He's a bad guy. What do they then replace him with when they're trying to assassinate Trump's character all the time? They're not saying anything pro-America. They're leaving the door open for the left that had been slammed shut. There was no way for the Democrats or the left to contemplate winning an election in 2028. But now all the division that these paid actors on Twitter Spaces, which Raylan Stark calls out all the time, by the way, he's shadow banned. I'm banned on Twitter for calling this stuff out. These people have opened up a lane for the left to win an election. They've taken all, as you said, Alex, they suck all the air out of the room. And so instead of talking about prosecuting the left for Charlie Kirk's assassination, instead of talking about prosecuting deep state traitors, we're talking about, oh, was it Israel that killed Charlie Kirk? Was it the Jews that are behind Islamic terror? All of these absolutely retarded nonsense conspiracies versus the real conspiracies of there is a domestic terror network funded by George Soros, funded by the left, the Antifa professors all over the United States, open sedition from the deep state, and none of this is being prosecuted because morons on Twitter Spaces, on X, are getting promoted, funded, and pushing these retarded fake conspiracies all day.
Well, Nick Fuentes is on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this because, I don't want to be politically correct, so I think some of what Nick says is true, but you know, he said, well, the Islamic threat's not really a threat in America. It is in Europe. But it's allied with the left, all part of this red-green alliance. It is. And we'll get you back on to talk about this more in detail, but I just briefly explain it. So this rabbi that got killed is associated with your temple. Does that mean your sect of Judaism?
I attend Chabad's. I've attended Chabad's across America. That's where I've gone for Shabbat for many years, and to see a Chabad rabbi killed in such a senseless attack, it was horrifying to see that. And then to see literally Nick Fuentes' people, some Groypers, celebrating the attack. And it wasn't just a rabbi shot and murdered. Christians murdered too. And some of these people were celebrating the attack. It's one of the sickest things I've seen. I heard you say you're going to have Nick on tomorrow. I've offered him a debate, not just on big shows like we've talked about on the InfoWars before, but for years now, Nick Fuentes has run from debating me because a lot of what he says is indefensible, and he knows it. Nick Fuentes.
Well, I don't think Nick's going to defend the killing of people in Sydney. My point is that Islam is already a major threat. The Muslim Brotherhood is the most virulent form. The left, Obama, all of them launched the Arab Spring. That's what makes it even more dangerous. Is you have a globalist alliance with it, and so anybody doesn't understand that, they need to understand that. Wow. In closing, how do people find you, Andrew Mayer?
Well, I'm not on Twitter. I wish I could say find me on Twitter at the Andrew Mayer, but I'm banned. So tell Elon, bring me back. I have a Substack at the Andrew Mayer. You know, if enough info warriors want to see some content, you could follow me there and I'll put out some articles. But, the biggest, honestly, I'm laying down gauntlet right now. Nick Fuentes, you've been running from debating me for 7 years. What are you afraid of, Nick? Have the real debate, the one that you've been running from for 7 years. Alex, thank you so much for having me on. I just want to tell people, more than supporting me, support Alex. This man is the tip of the spear. I just got your newest hat, Alex. Amazing hat. A great hat at the InfoWars store. And I know you've got
thank you. Well, we're maxed out, so if people don't support us, we won't be here. Thank you, Andrew. I want to get you on, give your take on this. Look, folks, I'll criticize all the corrupt interests inside every major power structure. Power corrupts, absolute power tends to corrupt. Absolutely, that's Lord Acton said that, and it's true. Everybody gets to get criticized, including me. All I'm saying is that Islam is rising. It's allied with the globalist left. It's making its move. And every time I talk about it, I get, oh, you're paid by Israel to say that. Oh, my wife 2 weeks ago, HEB, 9:30 at night, has a Muslim run up in the whole nightgown and screaming at her she shouldn't be out in public at night. I mean, that's Sharia law. There, it's rolling out. It's everywhere. And I'm addressing it. And it's not the only issue we cover. Obviously, we cover a lot. Harrison Smith is taking over right now with the War Room. Be sure and join us. And yeah, remember, we got the big sale going, the Fudge Operation, the biggest yet, 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, the Shillage, the Irish CMOS, until the 23rd, thealexshowstore.com. I cannot run this operation without you. We're just calling balls and strikes. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but I've got a very good accuracy record overall, better than basically anybody out there, and I'm very thankful that God gave me the intellect to do that. But we're trying to get people to have a 35,000-foot view. God bless you all.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. My sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lock. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Christmas. The year is 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, coming up, Victor Boot from Russia on the state of the world. Again, we stop thermonuclear war, the latest developments on Ukraine. And then we're going to look at the battle to restore our republic with another special guest. All right. Here we are. And the globalist only plan, only thing they have left is to try to get us to infight and destroy ourselves from then, and to exaggerate bad things Trump's done, and to get us to abandon Trump. Now, when he does stuff that isn't right, or as people do, we get after him. Most of the time, he course corrects. But he's going to be in for the next few years. We got the midterms coming in. We want to get good people elected there, and we want to continue to work at Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. So it is a no-brainer. And a lot of the left and the media runs these things like, oh, Jones turned on Trump, or Jones is against Trump, he's for Trump. No, it's very simple, logical. When the Trump admin does something bad that we think's wrong, we expose it, and most of the time they course correct. When they do stuff that's right, we get behind it, we cheerlead it. It is so simple, it is so logical. But we know Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris that are gearing up to run again are bad news. And we certainly don't sit there with the left cheering on infighting and just get on board with that because we get attention from them. But so many people do that, and they put out lies and disinformation, claiming that TPUSA was involved in killing Charlie Kirk, and it's in alignment with the Democrats, and those very people get boosted by YouTube, boosted by the system, while we're all banned. And so if they don't know they're working for the system, they're really stupid, and I don't think they're stupid. So that's where I am right now on this. And we've been revealing a lot of stuff, not here on the show today, but on this Christmas Day on X at Real Alex Jones, with reports that are being filed. So be sure and go to Real Alex Jones on X. It'll also get posted on Infowars.com so you can see the latest on the attempts to bring down Make America Great Again from people that claim they're our friends, and all the evidence points towards being redcoat mercenaries of the globalists. And then remember that our sponsor is you. We don't work for the Israelis or the Qataris or the Chinese or the Russians or the Republicans or Democrats or anything. I say what I think's right. My crew does. We cover the news, and if you think it's important, you think it should be supported, that you are the backers, you are the sponsors, you decide. And I ask you now on this blessed Christmas day to think about when's the last time you went to thealexjonesstore.com. Maybe some of you never did. Maybe a lot of you did love the product. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Iris CMOS, all the new products that have come in, the highest quality rated best type of creatine. We have the gummies, 5 milligrams per. Incredible. Not just for your muscles, but for your brain. The effects there are even better. Everybody knows about creatine, the muscles and things, but including the heart. But what about the brain? It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own that. So if the bad guys are successful at shutting down InfoWars, doesn't matter, because thealexjonesstore.com has built the backup network, the Alex Jones Network, and it funds InfoWars. So going there and getting the products is essential to this operation. You decide whether we stay on air or not. And when I flog this stuff, it's because we're in the red. We're entering the red. We need to come through. If we didn't have all these legal battles, the Democrats stay on air, we'd be 24 hours a day and in the black and reporters all over the country. But because the enemy attacks, we're struggling, but having an incredible effect in the third dimension, waking people up. So on this blessed Christmas day, I am extremely thankful for all of you and your giving, your time, your energy, your word of mouth, your prayer, your support for this broadcast. I've given you all I've got. I leave it all on the field. And in the end, I see us winning. And that's all because of God. All glory goes to God, his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this blessed Christmas, we thank God for sending his only begotten son to stand in the middle and take on our sins and transmute our sins so that God can forgive us. Because in the universe, nothing's free. And God had to make that sacrifice for us. So God, thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, we love you. And God, we love you. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you so much for the crew, my family, everybody else. But really, the listeners are the family. The viewers are the family. We're all one family. And I want to tell you, I love you so much on this Christmas. And I want to thank you for everything you've done. We've done something really special together. We're the good guys standing against evil, and nobody can take that away. God's watching. Never forget that. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, 2,200 plus years ago, the father of philosophy, Plato, said that Atlantis was a real place. He even said where Troy was. They thought he was wrong. They found it a decade ago. He said it existed out in the Atlantic Ocean. They had some free energy source, flying ships, automaton robots, and that the power source blew up and darkened the skies for many years and caused a mini ice age. Now, whether Atlantis existed or not, we're there now. We have the power to blow the surface of the planet up 50 to 100 times and kill everybody. And so whether Atlantis existed or not, it exists now, and we're it. And are we going to blow ourselves up? NATO started the war in the last 15 years. It was part of their plan. Victoria Nuland's testified. They pushed the Russians into responding by encircling them. The United States would never have put up with 10% of this crap. So we have the headlines on Drudge. And we're, oh, Trump sides with Russia. Zelensky arrogantly said he won't even read the peace plan. Even though Russia could take Ukraine anytime it wants. But they don't want to give NATO the excuse to go in. They made a deal to turn it over if the United States will police it and have a deal to not have NATO expansion. They don't want that. Now Zelensky, Trump said, you're a dictator 2 days ago. He said, fine, I'll have elections if NATO comes in and oversees it. So under martial law, I'll have elections. Yeah, right. This is a nightmare. But the good news is, Trump is fed up. He's been fed up. He's tried to, you know, pressure Zelensky. Russia has gone a long way with what Trump wanted. This is a good strategic deal for everybody, a great business deal for everybody. And it's all come to a head. Zelensky has until Christmas. Just 15 days. To accept this deal, or the United States is going to basically pull all its support out of NATO, which needs to happen. NATO is the political military arm of the globalists, of the unelected EU, of Ursula von der Leyen, with all their police state and arresting women that complain about Muslims raping them, you name it. It is a nightmare. It is the new evil empire. And so this is great what's happening. The problem is they're going to stage false flags, NATO. Starmer, Macron, all of them, the Northern Group. So this is a very dangerous time. I say the most dangerous time, and all the analysts agree, the world's ever been in. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Victor Boot, who has been a very successful businessman and run all sorts of operations around the world. He's been a former political prisoner here in the United States, and we really appreciate him coming on. He's also an elected regional leader, and so we're honored to have him on with us at this time as this potentially world-ending crisis hopefully can be dialed back. And it's the EU's business plan, they've said, to have war with Russia. It is just beyond tyrannical. And so, Victor Boot, I really appreciate you joining us. I also opened the phones up, so we're going to take some calls and questions coming up after the break in about 20 minutes. But I want to get your unfiltered, obvious take on where we are. Did I say anything you think is inaccurate? And what can people in Europe, Russia, America, the UK, what can we do to, you know, really get people, I think, out of this malaise that think Ukraine and Russia's, you know, on Mars or something, when really it's affecting the whole planet. You've got all the nuclear submarines deployed. You got the DEFCON right up at the highest level with both nations. You have NATO openly trying to drag us into this war completely. Give us your overall analysis of what you think we should do, and what do you think NATO and the Northern Group and the unelected EU dictatorship are going to do when their demographics, their numbers show that they're collapsing if they don't have this war, in their own words. That's why this is so dangerous, obviously, is because this is all they've got. Victor Boot, thanks for being here.
Hi, Alex. Nice to be again with you. You know, for the past, 1.5 years, we've been talking about this, how, you know, all, you know, common sense people in the planet can prevent this catastrophe, this, you know, all-out nuclear war. And what's really going on, it's not eventually a, you know, full war, Russia with Ukraine. It's basically war with the globalists for the future of entire humanity. Now the old mask is off, and for us it's very good news and hope that at least, you know, Trump got enough courage and enough, you know, stamina and enough balls, you know, to go through and, you know, really understood the core of this issue. And now I would say, you know, overestimate, but I think we have not only light in the end of the tunnel, now we have a concrete solution. And this is now the fight, basically, with the, you know, Trump's sworn-in staunch enemies of globalists, of Democratic Party, who actually now using London as their main headquarters to plotting against not only America's future, against the future of entire humanity. And now what is happening last day? Look, today was very interesting news. I just noticed there was a tamp on the life of the Mendich. This is guy who was in epicenter, in the ground zero of this corruption scandal with Zelensky, who apparently left just a couple hours before he'd been arrested to Israel. And apparently somebody tried to kill him. You know, who is somebody who tried to kill him? Zelensky himself. And this is why. Because if Mendich start talking about all the corruption scheme, then it's over. You know, not only for Zelensky as a regime, but it's eventually for his personal life. But this is a domino effect, because after Zelensky, you guess who gonna come next? It's all Democratic Party, starting with the, you know, Biden family, getting to the all European leaders. We're talking about Macron, we're talking about Steinmeier, we're talking about, you know, every leader who came to Kiev. For what? Just to grab the cash, just to get their cut of money they've been sending there. So Ukraine was existing for past 12 years minimum. It's the biggest in the history laundry machine. And we know for well that Democratic Party used to, you know, launder money through as an assistant to the, you know, Ukraine, getting a kickback, a huge kickback. On my opinion, you know, Zelensky was just operator. He was getting a small portion of it. And believe me, soon we will know who was a mastermind of this laundry machine, the biggest corruption scheme, which is stolen, you know, embezzled, misused, misspent the huge amount. Think of this. If Trump's saying it's already cost to American taxpayer over $350 billion, about $200 billion spent in Europe, can you imagine what kind of the money was spent? But they've been not spent. Actually, they've been laundered.
And Victor is crazy. They don't even hide it. Hundreds of top officials, generals, have bought $30 million, $50 million, $60 million mansions in L.A. and Miami and New York and huge estates. And then Zelensky's got like a $1 billion luxury ski resort, and they're expanding. He openly owns it himself. I mean, gosh almighty. I mean, it's just the arrogance. It's crazy.
You're absolutely right. And this is so many facts that we already sick and tired, you know, to watch that in Monaco, the biggest, you know, most expensive, you know, luxury cars apparently have an Ukrainian number plates. Correct? We now know, oh, Ukraine apparently selling all the weapons, which is America and the allies was sending to them, including the Mexican cartels. And
oh, listen to this. I know some of the richest people in the world, and they tell me in these certain areas of Italy alone that they're all being outbid by Ukrainians that literally don't just all have Ferraris. They've got $20 million, $50 million, $100 million palaces, castles, in Italy. I mean, right. Don Jr. talked about it. He goes to these big global events, and he's literally almost every car is Ukrainian, and they're like $1 million, $3 million cars. It's just a giant sick joke.
Yeah, it's not only a giant sick joke, but think of this. Since, initial Trump campaign on his first term, you know, all scandals either originated or was sponsored or was executed by Ukraine, correct? And now, till now, Ukraine is sent in front of all troubles we're going through because they've been a very useful operators for these global elites. It's again the fight with the globalists. And the Trump, because he decided now and declared the open out, all out war with the globalists, you know, now there is no turning point back. Now we see how big difference happened for past several days when the Trump openly declared, which he put in his national, you know, security strategy. This is basically, for me, I'm reading this as declaration of war to the globalists. And this is maybe the biggest hope humanity have for the past, you know, 60 years to really get rid of this cabal who was trying and destroying, you know, humanity, impeding our progress, you know, always staging the coups, always starting the wars, bringing on people, different financial crises.
And Victor, let me just stop you and back you up because you said something so important here. In the last 48 hours, every major globalist publication in the U.S., Europe, the UK says Trump is our enemy. Trump is a Russian agent. Trump betrayed us. Trump is flip sides. They are in full panic mode right now because they won't have any negotiations. They say they want an endless war. Trump's done a real negotiation. So is Russia. And it's very reasonable. In fact, this is a great deal for Ukraine and all sorts of deals. So absolutely. So now that the Rubicon's been crossed, I totally agree. And Europe and the deputy head of the EU is literally saying Trump is an enemy now. They called him an enemy Sunday night. What does that signify when they're now calling America the enemy? What the hell is this?
That's right. And I would be not surprised. You remember once we've been discussing with you that, you know, maybe very soon United States of America and Russian Federation will join, you know, forces and start commonly fighting European, you know, the nest of this globalist. You know, it's not Ukraine who is a problem. It's a globalist who's been in on a problem. This is a globalist who not only enemy of the Russia, but they are most staunch enemies of the America, of the future America. They've been behind of the denuclearization, of the, you know, deindustrialization of America to bringing as much drugs. Who sponsored illegal immigration? Who sponsored, you know, the trade deficits? Who was, you know, sending all the industrial might of United States to China? You know the answer.
Absolutely. We've been totally, and they admit we've been sabotaged, and it's all out in the open, And I've seen numbers of up of 80% of the Europeans say when they try conscription, they're just going to flee or refuse. So also, Europe's a paper tiger. Europe can only... Yeah, go ahead.
Not only this, you know, they committed basically, you know, economical suicide by destroying opportunity to get the cheap Russian, you know, resources of energy. Now, look, if Germany 4 years ago was a really one of the industrial, you know, superpower, which is a high tech, you know, expert capacities with the machinery amazing, with the automotive sector in industry, you know, strong enough to compete with everybody. Now, right now, they are losing every, you know, couple months, you know, thousands and thousands of businesses.
And that's another key point. Not only they blow up Nord Stream and then refuse the Russian oil and gas, but they cut off basically all their coal plants where Mercedes can't even run but a few hours a day. They're literally committing suicide.
Correct. But you see, if this is a cult, you know, satanic cult who want to commit suicide, but first, you know, sacrifice entire humanity, what heck we have to do with them is only way, you know, for us to join the forces and, you know, get rid of them. And believe me, we will liberate again, you know, Europe, because now they under the tight control of the non-elected official. Who elected von der Leyen? Nobody. Who appointed the European commissars? Nobody. So this is exactly, you know, communist plot, you know, but now, you know, resurface in Europe. And we need to do something because look at their core ideology. This is nothing short of Trotskyites, you know, the military communism style.
Well, let's be clear. You show your astuteness. For people that don't know, when Russia kicked out Trotsky, he ran to Mexico. He got killed there. And then they literally sent in their operatives to take over the key universities and the conservative movement and the left. And it is the neocons. When you said we're going to find out who's behind it, it's the neocons, you know, going back to right. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are the masterminds with British intelligence, who, for those that don't know, have been trying to take down Russia for 400 years, that are literally running all of this. And it's just, it's absolutely outrageous.
Correct. And now we know this, you know, all the international elites, you know, all their, you know, secretive societies, whether it's Bilderberg Group, whether it's, you know, Committee 300, Tri-Party Commission, you know, Commission for International Affairs, Tavistock Institute, or Illuminati, whoever you name this. For us, this is a real enemy of the humanity. This is those who, you know, put on us, you know, their aiming devices, and they don't want to negotiate. They want to either destroy us or enslave us. And this is true for the people of America. This is true for people of the Russia. This is true for entire humanity who do not buy the idea.
And let's be clear.
See them as our masters.
Soros and all the globalists, everybody knows this, but I'll repeat it, have come to Russia and said, look, just let us teach transgenderism and LGBT pedophilia. Let us have control, and we'll let you into the markets and leave you alone and stop trying to overthrow you. And even the Hollywood elites say, no, Russia is back to its Christian roots. That's why it must be destroyed. So they pressure Russia to have the open borders. They pressure Poland, which was getting on board, and so now they've put in their people there. It's the same thing. It's the same globalists attacking us all, and this is a cultural, religious, historic issue, and you're right. We should absolutely have a cultural alliance. That's what's beautiful about Viktor Orban in Eastern Europe. Banning Soros, kicking them out, their outside powers. This is happening, and we're so close. But the enemy's dangerous. If they're cornered, Victor Boot, what are they going to do? I'm really worried about false flags. Even a nuclear false flag to blame Russia.
Correct. And now it's really most dangerous period we ever eventually come in the recent, you know, 100 years, you know, history, or when we've got, you know, nuclear arms era. And this is why, because look, the elites now in really in a panic mode, and they understand this is end of it, because all their crimes now coming to the surface. People not stupid. You cannot, you know, forever fool them up. And now they see for real face who they are, these globalists, what they're doing, you know, all their plans. And most important, you know, when the life of the normal Europeans, whether it's in the France, whether it's in the Britain, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in Belgium, become really very, very noticeably dropped for last 5 years, tremendously, no security. No, you know, before you come to Europe, they used to wash, you know, sidewalks with the shampoo. Now it's all filthy place, you know, it's all, you know, overrun and controlled by the illegal immigrants or legal immigrants gangs. There is a high rampant criminality going on, attacking, you know, robbing people, mugging people. It's normal. And this is, Europe is no more there, which we used to know the Europe. And the Europeans now become like a foreign people in their own country. And this is true for almost all Europe, starting from Luxembourg, you know, name it, anywhere you go, Italy, Spain, either the...
And by the way, it was declassified in the 70s that leftists of the CIA said, Western culture is too beautiful, the architecture, all of it, we have to demonize it and make it ugly. And literally, when Tucker comes over to Russia and says, it's so beautiful, things are so amazing, and then they go, oh, how dare you, how dare you say that's pretty? I mean, look at this, just one of the churches in Russia. It's the aesthetics. It's, we all know it's beautiful. And then the left attacks this, and the Muslims all want to burn this down. It sends them into rages. Why is that? Why do they want to kill anything beautiful?
Well, because again, you know, Russia stood for always, you know, only one obstacle of their total world domination, you know, and despite their all attempts of staging the coup with the communism in Russia, staging, you know, trying to destroy the Soviet Union, you know, Russia, even despite being in a turmoil, always found the strength to understand, hey, hold on, guys, this is went too far. You know, we've been able to finally concentrate, you know, and solve this issue. Especially when we've got a leader who's thinking, first of all, of the future of this nation and thinking, first of all, not about how much I can personally make money or how much I can steal, but what I can leave, you know, to the future generation, how I can bring this country to the better and more, you know, prosperous condition.
Which is the real, real wealth. The real wealth is the culture. And from the numbers I've seen, I've not been over there, but I see it. Under pressure, Russia has become stronger, not weaker.
Correct. This sanction, of course, they had a effect. I wouldn't say that they don't bite us, but it's only make us stronger. Our economy do not collapse. We've been able to withstand all this, you know, 27,852 sanctions. You know, they are literally now trying to steal the frozen Russian, you know, central bank, you know, what you call it, you know, funds at Euroclear in Belgium. France already confiscated 20 billion and spent it, you know. So, but guess what? When this conflict is over, they have to pay the bill. And this would be the most interesting issue, how they're going to pay it and what would be with these elites who, for all this year, years, you know, those elites who've been brought there mainly by the financing or using finance from the Soros Foundation, from different globalist foundation, they are basically all these leaders, they are stooges of the globalists. They are just, you know, puppets in their head. And now, main issue, we're going to see what we need to bring their masters to answer and to be held responsible for what they did for entire humanity.
And that's why they're so desperate, because they know that we understand they've got to be dealt with, not even out of vengeance. We can't let it come back. I mean, it's got to...
Correct. We need now, look, because World War II was not, you know, finished, where Soviet Union alone was not able to completely, you know, eliminate the Nazis. You know that the Operation Paperclip, when the Americans actually brought in what? 40,000 Nazi scientists and all these Nazi, you know, most important people who basically did everything from the von Braun, you know, space program up to the old psychologicals technologies, like shock therapy, I mean, name it.
Victor Boone, stay right there. Absolutely. It's not that the Nazis ran us. We took the spirit of them in. And our elites took them in to to let them,
it's
you know.
It's like a virus. Look, it's like a virus run away from lab.
That's right. I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesshow.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten 2 final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now. All right.
Astrobute, regional leader, elected leader in Russia, famous businessman, former political prisoner, military man. When you say this is the most dangerous period in the last 100 years, I 100% agree with you, and so do all the other top analysts, Rand Corporation, everybody. The globalists don't ever give up. And so I wanted you to just recap what you think the main dangers are in this current zone and what Trump should do, what we should do, what everybody should do to defeat these people.
Well, first of all, globalists now really feel themselves in a panic mode. They like red, you know, corner. It will start launching and trying to attack in the last, you know, attempt to get out of this, you know. So most probably what they might try to pull through, it's again attempt on the life of the Trump, attempt on the life of the leaders like Orban. Definitely they would dream to try to attempt on the life of the Putin. So, you know, now all these people who are around these leaders and our most probably know that's very well, you know, they're doing utmost to prevent it. Because, look, don't forget, all these globalists has their cell implanted all over the world, including in Russia. And we saw how they use it when they tried to attack our strategic bombers. You know, it's definitely not the job of Ukrainians. It's the job of the British intelligence services. So this is where we have to be very, very cautious what's going on for the next, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until finally, you know, first, Trump will force, you know, the globalists to accept the condition and finally, you know, end this war on the conditions which he requested from him. And Russia long time ago said, this is why we need to finish on those conditions. This is a root cause of the problem of this war. And Russia started this conflict because they want to finish this war. And this war was meant, planted, and, you know, planned and prepared since maybe, you know, 20 years ago. That's why they invested huge money to start, you know, make from Ukraine that, you know, a capable tool of trying to launch on Russia, attacking on people first, provoking Russia, creating all the condition. And now, who is Ukraine? It's not only hugest laundry machine. But this is now a new source of criminality for maybe decades to come. Look what's happening in Russia. It's very simple. Think of this. Ukraine running a huge call centers. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people, because they speak in fluent Russian, they're calling Russians. And they're saying, hey, you know, we are just, you know, changing your, you know, this doorbell speaker. Look, we're going to send you the code. Tell us this code. And then, you know, we will activate your staff. So some people have been duped into this, you know, providing them code because, and then apparently they penetrated their system, which we have a state service, which you can request, you know, your passport, register your car, get certificate, birth certificate of your children, you know, enroll into different, you know, a welfare program, you know, request appointment with a doctor. I mean, basically, you know, the program which Russia created on the smartphone literally eliminated all bureaucracy, which we've been suffering for a long time ago. And they're trying to have this enter the, you know, the code so they can penetrate. And then another calm colleague pretending that he is from law enforcement. Oh, unfortunately, your account in the Gosuslugi was, you know, broken. Now you're in danger. Now they get access to your bank accounts. You need quickly, you know, cash out all money or transfer to the safe account.
Steal. So it's a total cyber warfare, fifth generation warfare. For those who don't know, it is confirmed. Go ahead.
And these become a epidemic proportions. Now we need, you know, our legislature has to take a special law to prevent, to limit all these foreign calls. Now why we have many messengers are blocked, because they're using the messengers, calling, pretending who they are. Now they went.
And that's just one level of this, of the asymmetrical warfare. Same with the globalists, open borders, the crime, the judges letting murderers out. All of it's to destabilize society, to tire out the public so they can be run over. But look at Ukraine. Unprecedented human trafficking, sex slavery, women and children, organ harvesting. I mean, it has become just a wild, wild west of evil.
Okay, just, you know, beginning of, just in the middle of last week, I was on the presentation of the another report of the crimes of the Ukrainian neo-Nazi regime, which did to the children and to civilian in
I was going to raise that. What about reports that they're taking mentally retarded children and then sending them out, they don't even know, with suicide bombs on them to blow up Russian troops?
Correct. That's also, you know, the facts. And the fact, you know, what they're doing, if the Ukrainians who staying in the territory where the fight is coming up, refusing to go, they just killing them. They're killing own people. How come they're talking about Ukrainian nation if the soldiers who supposed to protect own population killing them because they are refusing to evacuate? And when the Russian comes, they said, oh, finally, our boys come. What is, and they telling you, when you see what they're telling, this evidence, you know, the older
women. Oh, I've seen the videos of the putting down syndrome in the front lines. Let me ask this for your calls. I mean, obviously, if Russia wanted to take it all, it could, but it doesn't want to bring NATO in. It doesn't want it all. It wants to just get a deal and stop NATO expansion. That's been from the beginning. It's been very clear cut. But clearly the Ukrainian military's already collapsed over the last year. It's totally collapsed now. Russia's making the biggest gains ever. How long could Zelensky hold on anyways? As Trump has said, he doesn't have any of the cards. How long? And I mean, what do you think Russian strategy is going to be when Trump pulls out NATO support, but then NATO, you know, continues this?
Well, the strategy is very simple. They understood they already lost it. And instead of going and save the life of the people, they are soldiers. And another one, they're trying to launch all reserve they've got. They're trying to play the game. They're hoping some, you know, miracle will turn Trump, you know, 180 degrees and restart all this lavish support, you know, packages so they can again, you know, embezzle it, steal it, biggest part. And then, you know,
so
send
bottom line, they know
troops.
They've lost, but they're all stealing so much money, the EU and all of them.
Right.
They're just, they'll just go as long as they can.
Correct. Just what recently, what Zelensky said. Yeah, I'm good. I decided to go for election. Oh, give me 60 days. But for these 60 days, I need to Trump guaranteeing that Russia will not attack us. So let's get a truce so I can able, you know, to squeeze and win this election. What kind of democracy we're talking about? There is no opposition left in Ukraine. You cannot express your opinion. You would be either arrested or killed, you know, or you forced to exile. And this is so-called democracy. This is what European.
Yeah, they're going to hold an election during a martial law, banned all the political opposition, took over the Orthodox Church, took over all the media, and then he says if NATO sends in security, which is the cover for the invasion, then he'll have an election. It's just it's all preposterous. I want to take some calls, but just getting back to the Nazis.
Okay,
we're not. And I know you know your history. I'm not speaking for me. Correct me if you disagree. But we're not saying the Nazis run the West. We're saying at the end of World War II. You have 39,000, 45,000 top Nazis in every area brought over, and then because they'd follow orders, put in all these positions of power. And so much of everything we see in our medicine, our culture, our brainwashing was the very worst stuff the Nazis developed. And so there's literally that ghost in the machine of that. And then you had Zelensky famously 3 years ago, hey, your main military is Nazis. He said, yeah, they're Nazis. That's no problem. So, you know, the idea that this isn't, that's where a lot of World War II got fought, for those that don't know, is in Ukraine. And then you have the Nazi side, you have the Russian side. And so that's back to this. And you have Nazi SS officers being given, you know, standing ovations in Parliament and in Canada saying, oh, he fought the Russians in World War II. Well, what are you thinking? So did Canada. So yeah, the level of this is just insane. You got caught up on the brakes saying it's a virus, this Nazism. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what is the main, you know, source of this conflict. Look, they intentionally kept, especially in Canada, all these Bandera followers who was able to keep their ideology to bring up a new generation, you know, who absorb these ideas of this, you know. Bandera was even worse than Nazis. Look at the memoirs, even on the German, you know, army generals, they would say that the crime which committed by Bandera, you know, troops was so, you know, terrific that even those, you know, seen everything German criminals would say this is way too much. And these people who committed Volin, you know, massacre, who killed the Jews in Lvov, who created and been the one police force who exterminated so much his own people, and at the same time they destroyed so many, they are one of the most, you know, active force who've been doing Holocaust for the Jew nation. And they also did a genocide to the Russians, to Ukrainians, to any other nationalities. And now,
well, I'm studying,
you know,
World War II, and they said the Ukrainian Nazis, Heinrich Himmler and all of them, were like, they're the best. They would, like, do anything.
Look, for last, you know, since independence, they come back to Ukraine, start, you know, getting the new followers. And finally, when they took control, what they did? First, they went and write all history books. You would be surprised, but they are claiming that the Ukrainians, ancient Ukrainians actually, they dig up a Black Sea. You would believe this? They build the pyramids. You know, everything invented in the world by done by them. They
it's
are
like
most
the Somalis
smartest.
Saying they discovered Minnesota 3,000 years ago.
Well, that's basically true. Yeah, anything is anything good in the world. Apparently there is a ancient Ukrainian, you know, who did it, you know.
Wow. Let's take a few calls. Absolutely incredible. But we're in the main danger zone. I totally agree. We got Miss Lou, Dave, Charlie, Mike, Jonathan, Jack, and Sean. Just want to get your question, and we're going to move on there. Let's appreciate you calling in. Let's talk to Dave, calling in the U.S. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Great guest. Former VIP member. Love the network. Love everything you do. Can I do a quick Bible verse? Ephesians 5:11.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not censoring your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. So I appreciate you and Victor planting seeds. So here's my very specific question. As a student of history, I know that in 2022, four areas of Ukraine, the Russian-speaking Ukrainians voted to annex themselves and join the Russian Federation. I don't think most people know that. Could Victor give us an on-the-ground, on-the-boots, pun intended, perspective of what the Ukrainians wanted to do in 2022? Thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, this is known that the NATO-backed Ukrainians were attacking the Russians to get Russia to come in. I mean, you want to recap that, Victor?
Look, half of the question was garbled on my side, so I did it only here.
I'm sorry, he was asking about what NATO did through the Ukrainian puppets to attack Eastern Ukrainian Russians to escalate.
Well, first of all, let's say that we know even from this corruption scandal, even these people in the heart of their, you know, regime are speaking among them on Russian. So I would say 80% of the Ukrainian population speaking at home and thinking on Russian. So, you know, just to tell that they all this different nation, you know, we're still considering Ukrainians as our, you know, same people. Because we understand each other, you know, we're sharing so much common. So to say that they are completely foreign to us are absolutely wrong. Of course, look, they intentionally, those followers of Banderas, when they took a control since independence and start rewriting the history, start, you know, teaching in the children camps, you know, hatred ideology of this, you know, Nazi and neo-Nazi, you know, remembering their grandfathers who've been in, you know, SS troops fighting for Nazis, who are bragging that they've been killing Jews left and right, you know, and killing their, you know, children because they've been apparently of Jewish descent, who burning alive entire villages. You know, those just came and tried to repeat again. The atrocities with which Ukrainians went to Donbass, you know, appalled own population beyond the belief to say, what? We've been thinking that you are our brothers and you killing our women, our children.
It's all set up to drag Russia in. You're absolutely right from the history.
Correct.
Let's go to, and you spoke of this, the Carnegie Endowment back when they were manipulating the Soviet Union said the ultimate power block would be the Soviet Union and the United States, geographically, militarily, technology. But then when the Russians weren't communists anymore, now they're the big enemy. But geographically, militarily, a U.S.-Russian alliance would clearly dominate the world through soft power, through technology, through control of the ports, right, the regions. It's definitely what the globalists don't want. So Mike wants to ask about backing Putin. Trump is creating a new global order. Then we have Miss Liu on the same issue, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal, which does cut off China. Let's just be clear about that, which is why it's a smart move by Trump. Mike in California, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be on the show. Listen, I'm just so excited. I mean, hearing Trump last night and then getting this information this morning, it just seems like we got the momentum going and it's finally, you know, catching up speed. My son goes, ships out in February for basic, and we've been talking about this going on, and I've been saying, you know, Russia is, they're like America. They, you know, they're promoting the family, they're Christian based, they got organic farming, you know, they're super supportive of their people. I mean, this is a group that we need to be with, not be against, you know. You look
at
Europe,
80% of it is untapped. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like
we get over there with our machinery and our guys to help, and we create a union. I mean, this could provide peace for the world for generations and explore things. I mean, I think what Trump really needs to do is he really needs to go on the super offense. He needs to be talking.
No, I totally agree. I mean, let's just say, and I don't want to compare Russia to a woman, you see it both ways, but the U.S. is still dominant, not for long, unless we make this move. Russia is like Marilyn Monroe, man. It's like waiting. And that's why the globalists want it. Europe says, we're going to get it. That's our business plan. We don't need to go kill the Russians. They'll make deals with us. We just need to make an alliance. Like the old smart empires married their sons and daughters. They didn't kill each other. Go ahead, caller, and then Victor Boots take on it.
No, and then he needs to go.
No, Victor, go ahead.
Now, look, you're absolutely right. Think of this. You know, we're not only, you know, two big countries, because Russia the biggest, but look on the geography, look on the, you know, map. Basically, we're neighbors. Think of this. We together will start to really, you know, go and develop and explore the Arctic region. It's amazing, you know, storage of energy. It's amazing storage of the rare earth minerals. Think of the technologies.
But then
think
if you study the geopolitics, the U.S. dominates this hemisphere. Russia, just geographically in all the war games, has Europe, Central Asia, everything. That is unstoppable right there.
Correct. And we can be a force which stabilize, which can really make humanity to, you know, make a leap, go through, you know, really to solve all the problems with the health, to solve the problems with the food, to eliminate the, you know, poverty in the world, and finally focus our efforts, not only preparing and plotting to fight and kill each other, but go and explore other planets and other, you know, galaxies. It's all there. It's just, you know, sky's the limit. If we really, you know, stop with the globalist cabal who was distracting and impeding development of the humanity.
That's right. It's all true. It's in all the actuaries. We're not
trying to destroy the family.
Totally, totally. Thank you, Mike. Miss Liu on the similar area, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal. Notice Trump's new national security directive says we'll have a rapprochement with China. If we get the deal with Russia, because then we've won, and so is Russia, economically, and then we're nice to China, because now it'll be put in a position where it can't take over, then we'll make a deal with them. I mean, it's a beautiful plan, Victor. I want to go to Miss Liu, but I want you to speak to that. I already heard you give a prelude to it. Miss Liu, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. And thank you, Victor, also. I do want to say that I believe, in my opinion, my mother worked for Ronald Reagan, so I go way back on studying communism, and I believe the U.S.'s number one existential enemy is the CCP, and I think they can play ball out of their mouths, but what they actually do with it is going to be completely opposite, and so we cannot trust them. That is my opinion. First of all, they have just cut a deal with Qatar, call it Qatar, however, to create biolabs. So there you go. There's the Red-Green Alliance. And I think that we are also in a position through NVIDIA to be selling back high-end chips to China. So much of this doesn't make sense, and I know.
Well, let's explain it. I mean, let's explain it. The EU is in bed with China to a great extent. Russia's been forced to be in bed because of the attack. And long term, it hurts the West. It hurts everybody to do this. And so that's why another reason the EU wants this war to go, because if you study all the stuff going back 80 years, it's not new. A Russia-U.S. alliance is the perfect checkmate operation. That's why they don't want it. That's why General Flynn for 20 years has been saying this is the obvious move. Closing comment, I'll go back to Victor Boot.
No, I hear what you're saying, Alex. To me, I worry about the American corporatists. Because in 2022, I believe it was, when Xi Jinping showed up in San Francisco, they all kissed his ring. They like the China model. You can, globalist corporatists, they want the China model.
No, I know. Obviously, China's what can expand power, project power, and so we have to look at that. But obviously, well, it's a long story, but I agree with you. Victor Boot, go ahead.
Well, think of this. The China problem was, again, if we know the roots of it, is again globalists who created this disbalance, who forced American, you know, biggest corporation, multinational corporation, to close their own factories of production in America and move to China. Now, of course, there is a huge disbalance because China right now accounts for 35% of the global industrial production output. Think of this. It's unthinkable. And now, of course, we need to balance. And if we balance, because this is a policy of the Trump, the same policy of the true, you know, we don't want just to buy the Chinese product. We want them manufacture it in Russia. We want them manufacture it, you know, in Russia and in Russia and buy what we really need and sell to them also our, not only energy, but also our, you know, products, high machinery, you know, engines for airplanes, maybe airplanes, something else.
Well, so right. This China is all, sees it, you know, as weak in Russia, weaken America, prop up the EU, and instead, the only way to win the game is not to fight. Instead, we just make a big deal, and Russia's already said, first dibs, come in here and do all this. It's beautiful. It needs to happen.
Correct. And look, we are neighbors with Russia. And this is what Trump also saying. Why not to trade? It's better. But we need to balance. We need to discuss the condition. We need to make a fair condition for trade, not on this globalist, you know, free trade. Then, you know, you take an invasion and killing your industry. So nobody now anymore able to produce textile. And now what's going on with the automotive industry? Yes, of course, it should be, you know, carefully planned, carefully done. And if it's a mutual beneficial cooperation and beneficial trade with both countries, whether it's China and America or China and Russia, benefits. You know, don't forget there is also India there, you know, sitting and waiting their turn to be an, you know, huge world superpower with industrial might, you know. This definitely, there is a lot of the space for everybody, but we need to have a fair condition. We need to stop these globalists to play all the countries against each other. We need to stop them to manipulate, basically, you know, financial system. We need to stop them destroying and poisoning, you know, with their, you know, big pharma, you know, our children and our food supplies and our, you know, drug, you know, supplies and medicine. Then everything will go normally because there is, you know, guess what? Entire humanity has a common sense, which is exactly the same, whether it's for Russians, whether it's for Americans, whether it's for normal Germans, French, or
absolutely. We all have aligned common goals as pro-humanity. I know you've been here for an hour. This is so powerful. Do 5 more minutes because I want to take a few more calls with Victor Boot. And you got to get a website. I know you're a regional leader and all that stuff, but man, it's always great to have you because you're definitely
coming. It's coming also.
We love it. Yeah. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Well, run on. Kylie, defender of the Republic, I've seen her stuff for over a year. But I tell you, she just nails it. She knows what she's talking about. And she did a great breakdown of the color revolution that's going on. Notice Hegseth has been proven that he didn't order the second strike, but it was already default. It's been proven he didn't do anything wrong with Signalgate, but they don't care. They just roll forward. It's all part of the undermining of the military and the president ahead of the big move, the false flag. Now that the CIA, the good elements, warned Jesse Waters last week. When you see Fox News saying they're getting ready to stage false flags to blame Trump for an overthrow, I mean, the good news is it shows how far we've come. Thanks to all of you spreading the word. People really get out of the cow, eat the cabbage now. And once you get to that point of knowledge, evil doesn't have power anymore. It's like, you know, sunshine. So here's her report on the ongoing color revolution. We'll go to break, come back with her to cover the waterfront. Also, the press conference with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi just begun. We'll pop into that with the pipe bomber suspect arrested. Here's her report.
You've now probably heard political experts over and over refer to the fact that what we're witnessing is a color revolution. And they're right. And let me explain why. A color revolution is a communist globalist playbook to take over a country without tanks actually rolling down Main Street. It's how they flipped places like Serbia, Georgia, Ukraine, and they tried to flip a dozen others. The same exact playbook every single time. This is how they do it. One, they demonize the leader of the people who they actually voted for. Two, they flood the country with chaos like riots, open borders, economic pain. Three, they weaponize the courts, the media, and big tech to finish him off. And four, they install a puppet who sells the country out to China and the UN. And that's not theory, that's the manual. They opened it on us in the United States the day Donald Trump won in 2016. And here's how they ran it on us step by step. From 2016 to 2020, they gave us the Russia collusion hoax, FBI spying, 2 fake impeachments, Antifa burning cities while CNN called it fiery but mostly peaceful, and the goal was to make you hate the guy you voted for. In 2020, we had 2 a.m. ballot dumps, boarded up windows, 51 Intel agents lying about Hunter's laptop, Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to help count votes in Democrat cities. And the goal there was to steal the election while calling you a conspiracy theorist for noticing. From 2021 to 2024, we had Joe Biden opening the border on day one, 12 million plus illegals, military age men from China and Venezuela and all over the world, free flights, free hotels, free EBT cards, all on your dime. Cities collapse, crime explodes, schools and hospitals break. The goal, to make Americans feel like strangers in their own country. Then from 2021 to 2025, 91 felony charges, Mar-a-Lago raided, gag orders, mug shots. They didn't want to just beat Trump. They wanted to break him and every future patriot who dares to run. Look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. That is a textbook color revolution. But on November 5th, 2024, the American people looked this Marxist coup dead in the eye and said, not today. 312 electoral votes, popular vote landslide, the biggest Hispanic and Black Republican turnout ever. We pulled off the greatest peaceful counter-revolution in world history. But the deep state isn't done. The same snakes who funded BLM riots, Ukraine coup, and Arab Spring still sit in the FBI, CIA, big tech, and the universities. They'll try again in 2026 or in 2028, but now you know the game. Every time you see another mostly peaceful riot, sudden experts all using the same scripted words, a new crisis 2 weeks before an election, you're watching the Color Revolution playbook live on American soil. Never forget what they tried to do to us. Back mass deportations. If we have no border, we have no country. Protect every America First fighter willing to swing the axe on the swamp. Teach your kids the truth. Communism didn't die in 1991. It just dyed its hair purple and moved to Washington. This is still the United States of America. We are still the home of the brave, and the brave do not bow to color revolutions. Recognize what is happening. Stare it in the face, speak out against it, and then we finish taking our country back, one closed border, one drained swamp, and one restored republic at a time. We need to support our president in taking all necessary measures.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the rest of the hour, Kati, Defender of the Republic, Real Defender 45 on X, but they're in the middle of the press conference. After she leaves, we'll get to more of it. I mean, I'll just tell you, I don't buy this at all. Nobody I know, inside or outside the FBI, is buying it, this pipe bomber thing. We have all this information come out after 4+ years of suppression. For the first 4 years, Kyle Serafin writes, the FBI had their thumbs, you know where. For 9 months, the new FBI had their thumbs, you know where. And then number three, Steve Baker, USA, breaks the story 3 weeks ago. Four, CBS News debunks the story with puppies. Turns out to be made up. Literally, the woman's playing with puppies, so she couldn't be there. Alibi five, CBS News breaks the arrest story. Is it going to be some schizophrenic? It is like an anarchist nutball who's completely out of his mind. I mean, they sure moved fast to find the pipe bomber once this all came out. Doesn't look good, and I haven't watched the press conference yet. It's ongoing, and I'm just go to X. Everybody will have the best excerpts out of this. But I'm wondering if we're going to get more deer-in-the-headlights looks, like Bongino and Patel look like they're political prisoners. And again, I want them to do good. I want to believe in them. It's just I'm not going to sit here and, you know, pee on you and tell you it's raining. So this is, you know, pretty shocking stuff. Let's see what Pam Bondi's saying.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. As you all know now, early this morning, Brian Cole Jr. was arrested and charged with placing the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC on January 5th, 2021. He has been charged with violating 18 U.S.C. 844.
The body language is, we are in deep poo-poo because we joined the Democrats in the cover-up.
This investigation,
I'm just telling you, the body language ain't good.
As we speak,
and Perino's a great lady. She's not looking too happy either.
And there could be more charges to come. I'm going to let our U.S. attorney discuss that shortly. This was the work of multiple agencies working together. This morning's operation was carried out safely and successfully. We know that there are so many issues when you're issuing search warrants. Dangerous things can happen, and this was carried out safely and securely thanks to all of the people standing around me. They have worked tirelessly on this. Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. The total lack of movement on this case in our nation's capital undermined the public trust of our enforcement agencies. This cold case languished for 4 years until Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino came to the FBI. The FBI, along with U.S. Attorney Pirro and all of our prosecutors.
No one wanted to talk about it. We were told shut up until the Blaze broke their story. And then instant movement.
The FBI with the Biden administration for 4 long years. Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work, working as a team along with ATF, Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department, and of course, the FBI. We are working every day to restore the public's trust. We hope that today is a significant step towards that progress. We'll share more information when we can and when it unfolds. I cannot stress enough how hard Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino have worked for months to make our nation's capital safer and to make our country safer. I'd like to introduce now Director Patel.
Thank you, General. When you attack American citizens, when you attack our institutions of legislation, when you attack our nation's capital, you attack the very being of our way of life. And this FBI and this Department of Justice stand here to tell you that we will always refute it and combat it. We will provide the safest country
has ever seen. Let's go to the tidbits. X will grab all the most important stuff out. I'm just speechless at this point. I mean, yeah. If you're going to cover up the pipe bombing because it was the Democrats and all the rest of it, you're trying to protect the agencies, just shut up about it. Meanwhile, remember, data dump one on Epstein stuff. The minute we got it, I go, this is all old. And then listeners are mad at me going, you're sure? You're sure it's old? Yeah, I'm sure it's old. James O'Keefe yesterday, back in May, put out the stuff the Democrats just put out of inside Epstein's lair in the Caribbean at Little Pito Island. But they blacked out the names and stuff on the walls and on the phone. So they covered up. Where's the White House exposing that with their messaging? They got another torture chair like they got all those other facilities. All right, I apologize to our guest for making her hold during this, but she can obviously speak to this. Tidy Defender of the Republic on X at Real Defender 45. She is a force behind Defender of the Republic and New Jersey-based political influencer and American First advocate. She serves as the New Jersey Director of the Conservative Caucus, Director of Latinos for America First, and National Advisor to America First Veterans. Through her viral social media presence, she exposes corruption, defends constitutional values, mobilizes communities to protect the Republic, defenderoftherepublic.online. So we got a lot of subjects to get into, the color revolution we're in the middle of, Soros, other issues are happening. But just first off, big picture, what do you make of this pipe bomber thing? What do you make of the whole Islam going into its expansion phase? How would you grade the Trump administration 11 months in here? But I'm always impressed with your reports. Thank you so much for coming on and spending your time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's funny, I did watch a little bit of that press conference before you just played it there. And listening to Pam Bondi saying that she wants to restore the trust that the public has in the FBI and the DOJ is interesting, because the rest of that press conference played like a situation where they're just giving each other kudos and saying, look how great this person is. Look how great Pam Bondi is and Cash Patel. And, you know, that's the problem, is that
it's nails on a chalkboard. It's nails on a chalkboard. They know people don't like that?
We're tired of it. We just want the truth. And if you want to restore trust, give us some things without us having to pressure you into it. If the Blaze hadn't put out their reporting today, probably never would have happened. And the fact that the public feels that way is not restoring trust whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I need Trump to succeed. He's like night and day compared to the Democrats, but being in a cult and just agreeing with him only helps the dirty elements in there stay in control. What is your overall grade of the Trump administration, this far in, and what do you really like? What are you concerned about? And what's your gut level prognosis on the midterms, everything that's happening?
Absolutely. I think President Trump is the man that we needed. The problem is that the people don't understand that the president is just the face of an administration. He's one man. He cannot do everything. So all of these people that are just saying, oh, the administration's doing great, without looking at who's behind him, who's blocking him from doing what he needs to get done, who is causing the issues within his administration, the fact that people think that that is impossible bothers me. And right now, when it comes to the reasons we voted for this president, I'm definitely not giving him an A here. There are way too many things that need to be done. A lot of questionable things that are happening. The endorsements that are coming out of this administration are extremely questionable. And the people that live in these states where these odd endorsements are coming from this administration are questioning, why is this happening? And I can tell you, we really need to dig into the Susie Wiles and the Chris LaCivitas of this administration. Why are they doing this? And if we're not questioning what's happening around the president, then we're just as responsible for the problems that we're living through.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, let's go there first. Since you mentioned, let's get into the questionable endorsements. People go, well, Lindsey Graham votes for Trump now. He'd be easy to primary and get a real patriot in. Okay, but Trump is endorsing people, because I know he'll admit this. He's got a lot going on. He doesn't know each race. He's going off who's advising him. You've got some of these recommendations, some of these endorsements. Let's talk about some of these.
Well, so I live in New Jersey. I just saw a catastrophe happen within our state. And it started in the primaries. We had a true populist candidate who is an America First guy who's been in politics, involved in all of the America First initiatives since before MAGA was a thing. And the true informed voters, patriots, supported him. He was the guy who supported the president from the day he went down the escalator. And somehow the president ends up endorsing a guy who called him a charlatan, who said he was an embarrassment. And it was it was crazy to watch. And it was, you know, a lot of the people in New Jersey were very upset with the president for doing that. And then there were people who were saying, you just never know why. I know why. It was Kellyanne Conway. It was Susie Wiles. It was Chris LaCivita. These people don't care about New Jersey. They care about their paychecks. They care about the lobbying that they do. And that's the issue. I'm tired of giving away our country to people who are self-serving. These things affect my children, our families, our future. And at the end of the day, the president needs to get his house in order so that we can move forward in the right direction.
Absolutely, and that's not anti-Trump, that's pro-Trump, pro-America. So let's talk about color revolution. You nailed it, and now since you put that out a few days ago, all these hoaxes against Hegseth failed, but they'll just move on to the next hoax. So they can take down Hegseth, they can then take down Trump, obviously with some fake impeachment for war crimes. Elaborating on color revolutions and how we counter this one that's happening right now.
Thank you. I actually wanted to go back to something you said earlier in your show. I happened to catch it. You mentioned Ted Gunderson, which is funny because when you first played my video, you said I was a liberal. I was a Democrat. And the reason for that is I was 18 years old when 9/11 happened. And to me, I always knew the government was questionable. But because this monumental catastrophe happened when I was 18 years old, I blame the Republicans. So I became a Democrat, quote unquote. And my stepfather actually has a documentary that he did with Ted Gunderson that is unreleased. And I've been pressuring him to put it out, but he was the janitor at the North Tower on the day on 9/11 who publicly went on CNN on that day and said a bomb went off in the basement. And he's been traveling the world telling his story because he wasn't allowed to tell that story here. And he ended up suing the entire Bush administration. So I've always known that there have been issues, and I've always watched these problems happening. And now that I'm older, I see it's not It's not Republicans. It's both sides. I didn't know what the Uniparty was until Donald Trump made that a thing. And so over the last several weeks, I've heard people like General Flynn talking about color revolutions. And that's when I said, oh my God, there's a word for this. So I wanted to put it out to get, put it all together, make it easy for people to understand, because the public knows there's something wrong and they're just trying to figure out what it is. 'Cause we lived through all of this pain. We're watching the ridiculousness and everything get crazier. And so if we now, knowing what it is, look back into history and see that it's repeating itself, we can potentially stop it before it continues.
Absolutely. But listen, if you let me talk to your stepdad, I love Ted Gunderson. We were good, close friends. He was on the show. Totally tough. Oh, I'm here in the hospital. Just got a sheep's bladder. Blah, blah, blah. He was like dead a week later. The last interview I did with him, like whenever it was 8-9 years ago, he ran around like a wild man exposing everything. Oklahoma City, 9/11, the pedophile rings, everything. He's got a documentary with your stepdad, even if it's not finished. You send it to us, we'll add stuff to it, we'll put it out for free, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, that needs to get out. Unknown material with Ted Gunderson and then your stepfather. That's amazing. And I remember, what's his name? The janitor?
William Rodriguez.
Say his name?
William Rodriguez.
Oh, I know him well. Willie Rodriguez. Yeah. He's been on the show like 30 times.
He raised me.
He literally looks like and talks like, what's the old 50s sitcom? I Love Lucy.
Yes, he actually was. He played him in a play.
I knew that. He looks just like him. Ricky Ricardo.
Yes.
Oh my God. We got to get, well, I remember Willie Rodriguez working on that. See, I just, you know, when you've been doing this 30 some years, it's all just a big blur. What a small world. Exactly. Willie Rodriguez. Isn't it? I was like, wait, there's a janitor. I was getting, and then, yeah. Wow. And it wasn't just Willie Rodriguez. We have the cops and firemen saying the same thing.
Exactly right. And that's the problem. And people think that we're crazy when we tell the truth. And,
oh, then I had the deputy head of emergency management on about how they had bombs in Building 7. They killed him a week later.
Correct. And he told me about the art students, and he knew about it. He had people that had spoken with them. It's insane.
The Israelis.
They're just, correct. Correct.
That had taken over the floors for construction and art projects right where the planes hit.
Exactly.
And it's there's photos of top Israeli demolition experts, famous bombers in the building, which they posted. Yeah, here it is. Very nice folks here. Wonder what all those boxes are. Just, you can't make it up. The arrogance is really astounding. So where's Willie? So you got to get Willie Rodriguez back on the show.
Absolutely. I would love to. I've been pressuring him to put this documentary out. Apparently there's a lot of interesting things in there, things that I would love this new FBI or new government to put out. But, you know, apparently we have to be the ones to do that. So let's see if we can get him there.
Wow. What a small world. Well, you got to come on next week or something with Willie Rodriguez.
You got it. I would love to.
Wow. I probably interviewed him like 30 times.
That's incredible.
Had dinner with him in New York a few times. He's a character.
He is.
I guess you know him better than I do. Oh, my God. Literally Ricky Ricardo, folks. Guys, can we pull up William Rodriguez, 9/11? Just type it in. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. Let's stop right there and restart, because we're having a love fest with Willie Rodriguez. What a great patriot. Let's get into more on the color revolution and the fact that it just keeps rolling and rolling. Are you heartened to see the deputy chief of staff and others saying it's a color revolution, specifically saying the elements of the CIA know it's the CIA, they're preparing a false flag? Because exposing it is what takes their power away. We have to get ahead of this.
But we also need action. I want to know why the CIA has not been disbanded at this point. And maybe I'm being extra impatient, but, you know, I'm not seeing anything in regards to change within this administration. And, you know, I think the public feels the same way. We haven't exposed anything about it. All of it is coming from independent journalists, and it needs to come from our government so that they can restore actual trust and transparency. We can't say we're the most transparent administration when we're not actually doing it.
And you exposed Soros as well. We got a short video I'm going to play here where you expose Soros. Let's do clip 3. George Soros. Here's one of your reports on him. Got another one coming up. Titanic America, TikTok censorship, and more with our special guest. But here's George Soros in our report.
I think I found the real reason George Soros is still allowed to operate freely inside the United States while he's been kicked out or heavily restricted in Russia, Hungary, Turkey, Pakistan, Poland, the Philippines, and a half dozen other countries. The answer is simple, and it's hiding in plain sight. George Soros has probably been one of the CIA's most valuable private assets for over 40 years. He's the civilian deniable billion-dollar funding arm of American regime change operations worldwide. That's why no attorney general, no Congress, and no president has ever seriously moved to shut him down here. He's not just allowed in America, he's protected. This is why both George and Alex are so arrogant. If you've seen my video on color revolutions, you already know the script. Soros bankrolled this prototype in Serbia in 2000, refined it in Georgia in 2003, Ukraine in 2004, and the Arab Spring in 2011. The same USAID, NED, and Open Society Foundation's logos appear in every single one. The Arab Spring was the trial run for Europe's migrant crisis. In 2011, the CIA and Soros turned that playbook on Libya and Syria. Gaddafi warned the West in March of 2011 that if you take him out, millions would flood Europe from Africa. 8 months later, he was dead, and Libya was chaos, and the migrant waves began exactly as he had predicted. By 2015-2016, battle-hardened jihadists and economic migrants were streaming across the Mediterranean with iPhones, prepaid cards, and Twitter guides written in Arabic, the same social media mobilization tactics used in Kyiv and Tahrir Square. Wayne Madsen called it straight in 2015. This was a deliberate Soros CIA social engineering operation to fracture Europe from within. Same playbook, new target. And now we have America, 2020 to present. Remember the 2020 summer riots? Soros Open Society's foundations gave at least $33 million to the groups that organized and sustained them. How about the southern border caravans? Soros-backed NGOs provided the lawyers, the maps, and the logistics. How about defund the police and DAs in every major city? Soros money elected them. They're running the color revolution playbook on us now. Only this time, the target isn't Belgrade or Damascus, it's you. And this is why JFK was right. After the Bay of Pigs betrayal, President Kennedy reportedly told aides he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds. He never got the chance. 62 years later, we're living in the world the CIA built. One where a Hungarian-born billionaire who collapsed the Bank of England can pour unlimited dark money into American elections and street movements, and nobody in power dares touch him. Because he's not a liability, he's their most successful off-the-books contractor. The only question left? If Hungary, a country of 9 million people, can pass Stop Soros laws and kick his operations out, why can't we? Maybe it's time we finish what JFK started.
Connie, Defender of the Republic, and I knew there was something about her. I've watched your stuff for a year or so. And I'm sorry I called you liberal. You said you've been a Democrat. The point is... Yeah. People like you are the secret weapon. Men, women, old, young, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. And then, of course, Willie Rodriguez is your stepdad. I mean, what an angel. What an incredible guy. Like, just a few years ago, I was like, I was trying to get a hold of him. I couldn't get a hold of him. I got to get him on the show. So he's such a sweetheart, too, and so smart. And has all the witnesses to back him up. You know, as you know, they threatened him to shut up and all that. And the firefighters and cops came out and said he was right. And then who was the deputy head emergency manager they murdered after he came on the show? I just can't keep track of it anymore. It's not even real. Like, it's something I've done so much. I've just been around so long. It's Twilight Zone. We're going to break, but, the best part of my job is seeing all these, don't call yourself an influencer, because that goes back to Plato, and I know they call everybody influencers. What you are is a journalist, you're a citizen, you're an activist. Because when they call you an influencer, that in rhetoric in Greek meant like someone that doesn't have philosophy, but is just trying to influence. So they call all you great independent, you're the new media. You're the real people. You're the leaders. You're the thought leaders. You're the future. I'm not lecturing you. I haven't done a whole rant. I mean,
I love that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So it's just so exciting. I'm all the time. Get me that person. Get me this person. It's like, they can be black, white, Hispanic, old, young. It's so cool. And notice, no teleprompter. She's way better than any CNN host. All they do is read up teleprompters and get $10 million a year. And when I launch the new network, we're going to do, regardless if InfoWars survives or not, we're close. I'm going to get all these people, and we're just going to load it up and blast it out. We're going to go 24 hours a day, okay? And first, we're going to go 19 hours a day, from 5 a.m. to midnight. We'll be right back. Stay right there. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number 1 app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number 1. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number 1 news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number 1 news app in the world.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kitey, defender of the Republic's our guest. until about 5 after next hour. Then you notice the president reposted my interview with Patrick Byrne about the real reason we're going to Venezuela. The president can't tell you. President wants you to know what we're about to say. I'll leave it at that. And I got some more calls yesterday about this from, let's just say, a place in Pennsylvania Avenue saying, we want you to have Patrick back on. Actually, that was 2 days ago. We tried to get Patrick on. He said, I'm not ready to come on until today. Now he's ready with exclusive information. And he is, it's declassified. He's an intelligence agency operative. We're not going to say what agency he's with, but he has Flynn's full endorsement. Let's just say it's not the CIA. Because that's who we're really at war with. And they're not all bad in there, but it's the biggest one. It was the one set up after World War II that kind of took over the other intelligence agencies, and it's the big problem. It's the mothership of the kind of the clearinghouse of corruption. You know, I kind of want to go back to your stepfather, Willie Rodriguez, as we got clips of him now. And I also want to get into Barry Jennings. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name. I got him on the radio once, and then I sent a film crew to interview him. He was the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7 for the whole city. The head of emergency management didn't show up that day. And the bombs are going off. They said more bombs. They get him out. He comes on, says, I don't know what's happening. It backed up what Willie Rodriguez was saying over in one of the other towers. When they attacked Willie Rodriguez in the news, because he was going everywhere, including my show, one of the first interviews, they started threatening him, a whole bunch of dirty tricks. I can't remember now. It's like, you know, 25 years ago. And that's why I get Willie back on now that we have a contact with him. I tried to get find his number a few years ago. I couldn't. And then all these firefighters and police came out and said, no. We saw the same thing. And then a lot of them, it turned out, were on local news when it happened saying it. But they really horned in on him. So perhaps you can recap, because I didn't mean to do a whole 9-11 thing today, but we have to do this now. In fact, we'll do this first again on the other issues, because this ties into the same deep state, the same global, the same thing. Remind me, because again, this gets cloudy. I know he got harassed. I know a bunch of stuff happened. They said he was a liar. All these firefighters, police, and others said no, he told the truth. Then a bunch of footage got released later that proved he was right about bombs under the building as well. What all did your stepdad go through and the craziness? And then you know about Barry Jennings, right? Because they killed him.
That's right. Yeah. So when the only reason his story got out was because the day of, CNN had live cameras when this was happening, and they grabbed him and said, what did you see? And, you know, out of shock and just everything that was happening, he said there was bombs in the basement, and that aired live to the public on CNN on 9/11. And then later on, you know, he started to tell this story to people and explain what happened on that day. And there were other people there with him. He happened to be the key holder. So it's a long story short. He won a lawsuit against the PATH people, like the Port Authority.
By key holder, he was the head janitor. He was the only guy that had keys to the whole building.
He had the key.
That's how he knew about the Israelis, because nobody else had access but him. He was the head janitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. And he was able to open up stairwells that the firefighters wouldn't have had access to because everyone else had left. They had a key. And so as he starts to talk about what happened on that day, he was silenced. They told him he could not talk about it because of the fact that he's talking about explosives before any planes hit the buildings. And so he started to go around the country where other leaders of countries welcomed him and said, hey, if this really happened, please, we'll give you a platform to tell the truth. And so that is why people in other countries know more about what happened on that day than Americans do. And that happens with a lot of different things. Like even with this George Soros video that I put out, is because, you know, I met with an ambassador, a Hungarian ambassador, who talked about the fact that George Soros is not allowed there and banned from his country. And it's crazy to think of how they look at us. And we're just allowing this guy to do whatever he wants here in America. And so I've always asked that question. Why is he allowed to operate here?
Well, let's be clear, as you said in your video, Soros was the front of the State Department, CIA, overthrowing them. So they see it as we're just overthrown by the same guy who used to run them.
Correct. Correct.
Well, we found the clip you mentioned from CNN, from Richard Gage, an architect since years, 9/11, great patriot. Here it is. Your stepfather, literal dust on him that day, and then they attacked him, and then all these other witnesses came forward with the same report. Here it is.
There was an explosion. We're on the support floor, which is a basement. Guy came in running. All his skin was out of his body.
Oh, my God.
All his skin was out of his body. We took him out.
This is CBS. He told CNN the same thing.
We heard a lot of rumbling. I went back in. There was a lot of smoke. We went up by the stairs with the Port Authority police to start rescuing people. A lot of people were coming out. But there was a lot of people that stayed there. We brought a lot of people on wheelchairs and a lot of people on gurneys, all people that couldn't make it because there was no elevator service. The elevator went out. While we were there, we heard an explosion. And it was on the radio. We were told that it was a 65th floor collapse. So at that moment, we couldn't continue going up. As it is, when I came out, there were still firemen there before the building collapsed. There were people on the 34th floor, on the 36th floor, 37th floor, and 39th floor. And we're talking about 30 firemen.
That were up on those floors?
That were on those floors.
When it collapsed?
When it collapsed. So I don't know what happens to them. I know the officer that was helping me. We don't know what happened to him. This officer leaned from the Port Authority Police. We have no contact with him. I've been looking for him. While we came out on the floor, on the lobby, there were still people on the floor, dead on the floor. There was a person encrusted on the floor. That's how big the impact was. As soon as we came out, we hear that the building was falling. We start running. We went inside right under the fire trucks because there was nowhere to go. Me and another like three firemen, we went in under one of the fire trucks, and everything fell on top of it. So we almost get crushed over there. We were taken out of the truck.
Tell me a little bit about the emotional impact that this has had on
this
you.
This is
witnessing what you did.
I was on the when the bombing happened years ago, and this is the worst I ever seen. Doesn't compare at all. We're talking about the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Nothing compares to it. And when
and
I
that
look
bombing
up
was engineered by the FBI. That's declassified. So, wow, that's the CBS. There's also a CNN. Just amazing to see them demonize him that created a Streisand effect. And then all these other witnesses came out and said the same thing, including other interviews from the day. But here's Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7, the FBI CIA New York Emergency Center, 47-story building, not hit by anything. And then bombs go off at first, and later they blow it up. There was a countdown. I interviewed the police officers that heard the countdown on the emergency radios. They told, get it back. They're blowing it up. They said on the news we're blowing it up. Even CNN and BBC got it wrong 25 minutes before it fell and said it's been blown up and fell in its own footprint. Later they said that never happened, though we have the footage. So they really botched this whole operation in their attempted cover-up. Kind of like with Kennedy, they published in Indonesia and a few other countries hours before Lee Harvey Oswald was even apprehended as the patsy, before he'd even been arrested. They got time zones off and jumped the gun and published that he was the shooter. So that's in the movie JFK, but that's accurate. I've got copies of the actual newspapers. So that's how they screwed up. Here's Barry Jennings. And we sent crew, I interviewed him on the radio, but also sent crew to interview him. We aired the interview, and then a couple weeks later, he died of a really fast cancer. We sent crew there, and the neighbors said, we saw a bunch of moving vans and feds. We think it's witness protection. One of the neighbors said, we think we saw Barry. I think they told him national security and did it. Regardless, this is what he said. Here it is.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the deputy director of emergency services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
And anybody that wants to go dig it up, I forget it was Loose Change 2 or 3, whatever. I financed it. I paid for the interviews, the investigators, all of it. The great folks at Loose Change went out and did it. But it is powerful, folks. And he describes it all and how they blew the building up. But we don't just have to believe him. They said they blew it up. Actually, 45 minutes before on BBC, and then 30 minutes to 25 minutes, and then CNN. Before it blew up. And so it's just absolutely insane. And then we interviewed the firefighters and police who said it wasn't over emergency channels. It was under the Red Cross. They learned was actually all the secret communications. And that's how the cops are on the news saying, get back, they're going to blow up the building. And the Red Cross, again, is the oldest intelligence agency there is. So I'm not saying your average grandma handing out blankets is part of it. I'm saying the communication system was what the deep state was using to coordinate that. I didn't mean to distract from your interview, but the fact that your stepdad is Willie Rodriguez and all this took me down memory lane here, which is really important to understand.
Yeah. What's sad to me, though, is that a lot of people say, how can what he's saying be true? Why is he still alive? And it's sad that we live in a world where that is what makes people believe something is true, is for a whistleblower and a truth teller to be taken out for telling the truth. But this is why my stepdad had traveled around the world to tell his story, so that an exposure is what helps. So the more people that he tells this story to, the safer he is. And that is why I encourage people to understand just what is at stake when whistleblowers actually come forward.
Well, that's right. Sunlight's the key. So it's a famous scene in JFK, but that movie's like a documentary. It's all accurate because I interviewed people involved. Fletcher Prouty was the head of Black Ops, who they took off Black Ops and was literally sent to the North Pole when they killed Kennedy for the month. And he went and later met with the prosecutor out of New Orleans, Jim Garrison, exposed it all. And Garrison said, well, why am I still alive? He said, because you're in the spotlight, buddy, and you better stay. So Willie Rodriguez stayed in the spotlight, plus he was just the head janitor. You know, they could say, not the deputy head of emergency management that was there where they said they blew it up to him. He was an eyewitness, is why they had to kill him.
That's right. And he's a person that wants the truth out there. He went as far as to sue the entire Bush administration. Not an easy thing to do. He's gone and tried to get this in front of people in Trump's administration. And so at the end of the day, if this new administration and the new DOJ, the new FBI, they want us to trust them, this is a good start. Give us transparency on something like 9/11. Give us the information that we know is there. Why does it have to be public pressure that forces the information to come out?
I'd forgotten all this. The crew's pulling up footage of me and Willie Rodriguez and Charlie Sheen. Just crazy stuff. Say what you about Charlie Sheen, but Martin Sheen got involved exposing it, all of it. So good for them.
There were a lot of celebrities involved at the time because they saw it, and it's interesting how they've gone quiet since.
Wow. Well, understanding this now is going to stop false flags in the future. And
I sure hope so.
Well, to your color revolution thing, did you see Jesse Waters last week where two high-level CIA told him they're getting ready to stage a bad event to blame Trump? They didn't call a false flag. stage a bad event to blame Trump to try to drive him from office. That's why they want the military prepared to go against Trump. I mean, this is very dangerous. This is why I'm really glad you're spotlighting it.
Right. As long as President Trump is trying to stand in the way of them protecting the American people, they're going to do everything to remove him. And whether it is what they've tried with him before and or it's going to be, you know, doing anything that the public has seen before, it's the problem is there's nothing that these people won't do to try to preserve themselves. And that's what we're going to continue to see, unfortunately.
Wow. But do you agree with me? Because this is like an FBI press conference where I'm kissing your ass saying how great you are just to say that. I get so excited. You get excited seeing how many smart people, like it's exponential, I see online that aren't reading off teleprompters that get it like you. I mean, you nail it. I mean, you're A-plus absolutely smart. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could do a video. I'm serious. I said this when I aired it 2 days ago. I don't think I can nail a 3.5-minute video as good as you did. You understand that? That's what I'm looking for. I am excited by that. I mean, you're nailing it. And are you excited by seeing other people nailing it?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, this can be, anyone can do this. For me, I was just a mom. What encouraged me to go out there was motherhood. I don't want my children
to... That was my next question. What? I'm going to shut up, but you're so on target. What? I meant to say it. I forgot to say it. What activated you, or how long have you gotten engaged?
So I used to be an Obama person. I thought Obama was the best thing ever, and I didn't see it until Donald Trump started talking about the deep state and the Uniparty. And that's when I started looking at what Donald Trump was doing, and I said, oh my God, he gets it. This is absolutely what this is. And so at the time I was pregnant and I was with my second child, and my friends, when they found out I was voting for Trump the second time around, they decided that they could no longer be friends with me. I was racist. They called me every word on the planet. And that's when I was so upset. I said the media brainwashed my friends and took them from me. So I was on a mission to counteract the media messaging no matter what. So I started to put out things that I was learning, things that I was seeing out on social media. And once it started to gain some traction, I didn't stop. I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, I've started to see what works with people, how people start to wake up, how they learn. And so when I put things, a lot of information into small bite-sized doses that they can take and then take that information and go learn more on their own, that's the best way to do it. And I work a full-time job. I've got kids. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm a part of 3 different organizations. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. Just speak out, have the courage to do it, and do anything you can to get involved and make a difference.
Absolutely. It's exciting. Because I've always said my mission is not to be the only guy that knows this, is get everybody on board. And you don't have to hear what I say. Once people are awake, they see it for themselves. So did any of your old friends that were, Sunshine Patriots, not Winter Soldiers, they ever apologize to you?
Never, and I call that wrong and strong. There are a lot of people out there who refuse to admit they were wrong, and they want to stick with it. And unfortunately, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But everyone wakes up in their own time.
I'm about to say, give it time. Most people that disagree with me have now apologized, that I know. Speaking of the devil, though, that's why it's such bad optics. And I got this from Roger Stone and others. They said, you're not getting Epstein. It's Mossad. It's the Queen of England. Not with kids, but laundering money, which has now come out. And then Melania connected to Epstein, not anything real, but Trump's just pissed. And he's like, move on, it's a distraction. And then he's not involved, but then by helping cover it up, he becomes involved. And when we get it, it's an old investigation, they've already cherry-picked it, it's not going anywhere, so he's just move on. You can't do that optically. And now James O'Keefe back in May, or it was June, released all this stuff inside Epstein Island, and you know, all the stuff implicates Democrats. They released it yesterday, but black out all the Democrats' names and the stuff off the walls and off the phone records, and then try to spin it against Trump with no evidence of Trump, which again is the frustration. Why is he not doubling down and just exposing it? But here's the Democrats releasing old information edited to be deceptive. Where's the scandal? Where's the Republicans talking about it? Again, they're always flat-footed.
Right, when you said sunlight is the best disinfectant, why not talk about how backroom deals work? Why not talk about how other foreign influences are involved in things? I think the public can handle it. And it's, you know, we take in so much information, we take it, we run with it, and we forget about it 2 days later. But I think at this point, if you ran on transparency, be super transparent and trust that the American people are going to take that information in a way that they are grateful for being told the things they knew was there, because we know something is wrong. And that's just, I think, where we're missing the mark. And, you know, there's a lot of things involved in Washington, and I don't know everything, and a lot of people don't, but I think that, in my opinion, is the best way to go about it.
I agree, and I want to say something from all my sources. I'm not 100% sure, but we've honed it in. We're pretty sure. Susie Wiles believes she's good. She's not an evil person. She's from Washington. She thinks working with the system is how you win. And in a way, she helped navigate all the fraud and stuff and got Trump in. So Roger really respects her. But she keeps trying to make deals when they don't hold with the deals. And so
Correct. We're
in a war time situation. We need a wartime consigliere, to quote The Godfather, not a peacetime one. And so that's not where we're at right now. And the optics of Trump's like, yeah, I'm giving money to all you. It's what you got to do. It's a corrupt system. Everybody loved that. He was honest about it. It wasn't illegal what he did. He said it's corrupt, though. It's a system. It's not illegal. We want to see that. We don't want to see him making deals with these people. Plus, I told Trump, I said, you're making this deal. I said, they're going to stab me in the back. Now he knows I'm right. So the good news is, because we're almost always right, they're definitely listening to every word we say now, which has really got to scare the deep state. But, I mean, we want a rebel. And Trump, in actuality, is a rebel against the system. The system's after him. But he's trying to act too much like he's already won the fight. I get with some people, he thinks that creates confidence. But no, we don't want that. We don't want to hear inflation solved. We want to know you're turning it around, which he is. I just think we want straight shooting. What's your message to President Trump?
I would love for the president to reach out more to the American people. A lot of his administration spends a lot of time going on legacy media, Fox News. So my assumption would be is that all of the messaging they're giving him is from those outlets. The independent media, the people that are down in the dirt doing the work, are the ones that are giving him the messaging he needs to hear. We're the people that voted for him and helped get him elected. These are the people he needs to reach out more to. He did something on Truth Social where he posted a lot of people. I want him to do more of that. I want his administration to go on independent podcasts. And the other thing is, stop surrounding yourself with yes men. I mean, I know that the president needs to hear certain things he may not want to hear. And those are the people who are going to give it to him the way it needs to be told. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know I have a lot of confidence in President Trump. This is why we fought so hard to get him into office. But we also want to ensure that he is continuing in a way that we're not going to lose the midterms, that we're not going to have him impeached again, with this Democrat narrative and all of these things that they continue to do. We've got a limited amount of time for him to get these things done. So we have to work faster, in my opinion. I'm not there, but this is what the American people are feeling.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. In fact, I've made this point, but I meant to make it again today. It was actually in my notes. I left the notes in the car like an idiot, like I always do. Or always in the coffee table or bathroom, you know. It's like we did an intervention during the election, 6 months in to the election. We said, go show him the numbers that podcasts are way bigger than corporate media, that Joe Rogan's 30 times bigger than CNN, you know, all that. He went on Elon. They had 1 billion views for the interview. Do more of those. He's like, oh, wow, podcasting's giving traditional media a run for its money. No, it ain't giving it a run for its money. It's running circles around like Michael Jordan playing me at basketball. Okay, it's not even, I can't get one score here. This is ridiculous. But he's 79, folks. He's still obsessed with corporate media, and that's how they're controlling him. And they do these interventions now where they go and show him the show. And I'm told this. He calls me. And he goes, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He calls it the clips. And so Barron comes in and others, oh, look, Dad, look at this. You know, and they're like trying to, you know. So there's really a war over Trump's psyche. Like Roger Stone said, Trump always makes the right decision, give him the right information. The problem is you got to get it in front of him. We'll be right back. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.